the latest from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Spending reductions and tax cuts, key parts of the pledge to America. House Republicans will issue a policy blueprint. What they do if they take back control of Congress in the midterm elections. ABC's Vic Ratner.
It's a sweeping agenda that House Republicans pledge to act on if they take control, including a cap on new spending, repeal and replacement of the president's new health reform law, and a permanent extension of the Bush-era tax cuts.
Vic Ratner. The plan would end government support for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Today, the health care law brings in new changes affecting tens of millions of people. Children up to the age of 26 will be covered on their parents' health policies, while insurance companies are now banned from cutting off kids with pre-existing medical conditions. Blockbuster has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. ABC's Jim Hickey says the firm has been losing millions.
In its day, Blockbuster did make a difference, renting and selling movies by the millions. But that was before Netflix, Redbox, and movie computer downloads. That's an old Blockbuster commercial when it ended late fees. But those days for the rental company are over. In filing for bankruptcy, Blockbuster will close nearly 2,000 of its 3,000 stores and focus on digital distribution. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
He has a mega church in the Atlanta area. Today, Bishop Eddie Long is facing new allegations. Lawsuits filed by three young men accuse him of coercing them into sexual relationships. The accusers say Long sent them inappropriate photos, texts, emails. B.J. Bernstein is the attorney for one of them.
What pastor in his right mind sends a picture of himself posing in a bathroom in a muscle shirt? None. None that I know of.
This is ABC News.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
They're a lot of work, but they could be a lot of help. New research in Britain suggests a dog may be one way to cut down on childhood obesity.
The next time your kids ask for a puppy, you might consider saying yes. New research here in the UK suggests that kids whose families own dogs are more active than those who don't own a furry friend. It's hard to say whether dog owning makes you more active or whether more active families tend to own pets. It's a kind of chicken and egg question, but the researchers say taking the dog for walkies boosts exercise and may help dogs who are also battling the bulge.
It's ABC's Linda Albin in London. Prenuptial agreements are on the rise. A survey from a matrimonial lawyers group finds 73% of attorneys report an increase in prenups. Half say there's been a rise in the past 5 years in the number of women requesting prenuptial deals to protect their assets when they get married. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
I never thought it would take over my life. I never thought I'd lose all my friends. I never thought I'd steal from my mom. I never thought I'd start dealing. I never thought I'd go to jail. I never thought my kids would be taken away. When I started using meth, I never thought I'd lose it all.
Meth can take it all away, just like that. For more information, visit methresources.gov. Sponsored by ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Sarah with Riviera Day Spa. Have you heard of dermaplaning? It's hair removal with deep exfoliation. I am one of the few that offers this treatment in the Brazos Valley. This month, I am offering $10 off dermaplaning. Mention this commercial when booking your appointment with me, Sarah, at Riviera Day Spa, 693-0350.
Whether your goal is to enhance your current beauty regimen, achieve a brand new look, or simply relax and get away from everyday stresses, call the experienced staff at Riviera Day Spa at 693-0350.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 72 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 91 with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Texting while driving is on the list of things College Station City Council is concerned about. Mayor Nancy Berry, appearing Wednesday on WTAW's The Infomaniac, says they're in the early stages of consideration right now.
This is not going to be something that we're going to have an ordinance and make a decision tomorrow night. But what we're doing is this is the first process in starting to get information so we can make a decision. It doesn't mean we would ban text or not. It's just, hey, let's find out how serious a problem it is.
Councilmember Katie Marie Lyles wants council to look into the issue, citing safety concerns, especially around the Texas A&M campus and Northgate. Council will hear a presentation tonight from the police department on the pervasiveness of the problem. For the second time in the last 3 months, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission has approved a conditional use permit for an existing home-based adult care facility. Tommy Sue Powers is a registered nurse and also lives with the residents on East 29th, where she says she assists mostly hospice patients.
I've had 9 patients pass away there very peacefully and with hospice attending also. I've yet to have a complaint. I'm not saying I do everything perfect, but I'm saying I believe we are doing the right thing for these people. And all of the families have been happy with our home.
Supporting the permit was someone who has lived in the neighborhood for 40 years. Melanie Fritz says her mother-in-law stayed at Powers' home.
Joseph and Tommy Sue have been wonderful neighbors, providing a most needed service for which the need is still growing. We should not be too quick to judgment. There are a lot of things in neighborhoods that uses of the property that can be a lot worse than in the way they're using it.
Two speakers called for the city to require state licensing, which isn't mandatory when there are fewer than 4 residents. Powers said that would put her out of business. The Planning Commission voted unanimously approving permits for the East 29th home and a similar operation for Powers' husband on South Haswell. A traffic advisory for this morning in Bryan along San Jacinto between Sandy Point Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. The police department's traffic safety unit will block the westbound outside lane of San Jacinto. It's part of the ongoing investigation into last week's hit-and-run fatality. The lane closure is this morning between 8:30 and noon. Making campaign stops in San Antonio, Democrat gubernatorial candidate Bill White made a swing through a high school forum.
Students from the Edgewood, Somerset, and San Antonio school districts grilled the Democratic governor candidate.
What innovations would you contribute to our educational system and workforce?
White took the opportunity to pound opponent Rick Perry for refusing to debate.
It's an obligation to go to a job interview if you want the job. He believes that he's entitled to the job.
White also blasted Perry for the state's high dropout rate and for vetoing early child education initiatives. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
The Texas Farm Bureau's political arm has decided to remain neutral in the Texas governor's race. The board of directors unanimously made that decision Wednesday afternoon. This is the same group that backed Kay Bailey Hutchison in the spring Republican primary over incumbent Rick Perry. In this fall's general election, the group opted not to endorse Perry or Democrat Bill White. Back here at home, the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau has won its first ever regional award from Texas Meetings and Events magazine. The CVB's Holly Conley says it's an important publication to their work of bringing visitors to the area.
This magazine goes out all over Texas and, well, all over the United States to meeting planners that bring their groups to town. So the economic impact of getting this exposure out to meeting planners who potentially can bring their meetings and events here is very big.
Grand Station Entertainment was named one of the top three team-building venues in the region. Both awards included competition from Houston and San Antonio. To celebrate, the CVB is hosting a party tomorrow evening starting at 5:30 at Grand Station. Details are on our website on the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:10, 72 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, B-A-L-P-A-K.
Hey, it's 6:11. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Partial sunshine for today. We still continue to have a southeast to southerly flow into the state. That could help set off a shower or thunderstorm later today. Temperatures up close to 90. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower during the evening, lows around 75. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow, 85 to 90 degrees. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for Saturday. We're going to be back up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, just about all the Aggies, even the coaches, say that this off weekend comes at a really good time to fix up some dings and to fix up a little offense, too. We'll hear them talk about that. The Brazos Valley Bombers will have a new road destination coming up this year. An eighth team has joined the TCL, and the Rangers win and Oakland loses. That's the perfect result for Ranger fans, and the magic number is now 4. So they went 2 in Oakland, and they've wrapped up the AL West. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Well, okay.
Well, okay then.
Let's hope that happens.
I know you'll be.
Chase, you can get back on the wagon.
I know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, it's been 11 years. More than that. 11 years since the Rangers made the playoffs. I got to go back and check.
Yeah, 99, I think.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you know, it's always good to support your kiddos. You know,
right.
Be there for them when they need you.
Absolutely.
A Florida mama showed up for the planned high school fight between her daughter and a classmate last Friday.
It was out back somewhere?
Something in order to cheer on the teen and give her encouragement. I mean, mama just doing what she ought to do.
You go, honey. Here, honey, catch these brass knucks.
Yeah,
here you go.
That's it. Anyway, she's... She was arrested yesterday.
Look at my baby's tattoo.
Look at that.
I gave it to her myself.
That's right.
She's only 14.
It's all right. Anyway, she's arrested, charged with child abuse. April Newcomb can be seen on multiple YouTube videos posted by fight attendees and reviewed by police.
Newcomb? Barely know him.
Apparently encouraging her daughter to physically fight with the other girl.
Come on, kick her. Come on. Pop her in the mouth.
Come on. Your daddy didn't do it that way.
That's right.
Don't ask me his name. Your daddy didn't do it that way.
Man, giant leap right there.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Probably not a quantum one. So.
I'm sorry. I didn't know we were talking NBA here.
You're profiling.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well. You know what that is.
Yeah, profiling is wrong.
How do you spell Newcomb? Is that N-U-C-O-M-B?
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah. Look, he's going to YouTube.
Or N-E-W.
No. I'm sorry. N-E-W-C-O-M-B. Anyway, when questioned by detectives, April claimed that she attended the fight between the two 16-year-olds in order to make sure nothing got out of hand. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And to look out for her daughter's health since the teen had sustained a skull fracture from a previous incident about 2 years ago. I mean, she was 14 when she was fighting before. In the video, Ms. Newcomb can be seen arriving at the fight as part of her daughter's...
Shocking video tonight. Two high school girls caught in a vicious fight.
Sorry, it's all posted on I'd go straight to the video.
Now, the mother of one of the girls is facing criminal charges after she's caught on tape egging the
girls on. This is anchor Heather Van Nest.
Yes, I thought it was Heather.
Joins us live tonight at Palmetto High School where the students attend classes.
Cut to the live shot.
Yeah. Well, good evening, Heather. And we've seen these videos pop up many times before.
He's not wearing a tie because it's casual night.
Of course.
It's the 10 o'clock.
Is his hair blowing in the breeze?
No, he has very short haircut.
Investigators say that video is their key piece of evidence leading to the arrest of one of the girls' mothers, who they say
was
there
wagging
to see
a finger
it all
just then.
And did nothing to make the girls stop.
And cut.
It's clear from the beginning, trouble is brewing.
Trouble
Dozens of
is
students
brewing.
Gathered.
In River City.
I'm trying to get this on YouTube.
For the planned fight between two female classmates at a remote location off campus.
Good stuff.
Investigators say this video posted on YouTube is bad.
Oh, we got hair pulling.
Even before you hear this.
Hey, we were right.
Jury investigators say is one of the girls' mothers, apparently egging the fight on at one point, even ordering her daughter not to stop.
We're basically in shock.
Classy people doing classy things.
Was that an assistant principal?
That was probably, some administrator.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the video.
I ain't going to talk to them. You go talk to them.
It shows her arriving, again, as part of her daughter's entourage.
You mean like... Like she had on a robe, like a like a satin robe with her name on it.
In this corner,
and a matter of fact, while her fellow combatant in blue trunks jumps around in anticipation of the bout,
had a trainer massaging her shoulders coming in.
Who's her cut man?
Cut me, Mick.
Yeah. Okay, seconds out. Yeah, let's go.
Wow.
All right. Info.
Mason.
As soon as that women's professional boxing tour kicks off, Mama's going to be in the money. Yeah.
I think we described this all well. We painted a picture, did we not?
My little girl. I couldn't be prouder of her. And like you say, if I knew who her daddy was, he'd be there too.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Brass's Family's special holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events. Plus, you'll find great ways to save money on holiday gifts and tips on keeping your child safe and healthy through the holidays. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, it's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Excuse me, it's 7:30. I mean,
no, it's
excuse
not.
Me, it's
September.
It's not 7:30. It's September 23rd. Okay. They sound alike, though. You know, if you say them real quick, 7:30 and September 23rd.
I thought you meant 23rd and 30.
No,
yeah, them too.
They really do. Actor Mickey Rooney has no idea what day it is, but he's 90 years old today.
And married 17 times, I think.
I don't know if he was in double figures, but he was pretty close.
Yeah.
But man, I wonder if he gets a card from all of them. You think so?
Not all of them are alive, I don't know.
Let's
go see. Of course, his real name is Joseph Yule Jr. We know
Knew that.
Born in 1920, and he's even shorter now than he used to be.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Well, not all of us, but...
Now, when was the last time we saw him?
Hey, the official website of Mickey Rooney.
Doing commercials for insurance.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Ava Gardner.
Uh-huh.
Betty Jane Race. Martha Vickers. Elaine Devery. Carolyn Mitchell. Marge Lane.
Huh.
Carolyn Hockett. Mm-hmm. And Jan Chambers. That's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's only 8.
So Ava Gardner could compare Mickey Rooney and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. And probably others.
Well, married from 1942 all the way till 1943.
Wow. With Ava Gardner?
Yeah, with Ava Gardner.
Hey, say what you want.
Yeah.
He's how old? 90?
90. Uh-huh.
This is a working man, my friend.
Is that right? What's he doing?
Well, I tell you what, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 dates in September.
Get out of here.
Goodness gracious.
So what? Take that.
A lot of this.
Bobby Bear wishes he could get half that many gigs.
Boy, you're right about that.
Is this mostly Vegas stuff or what is it?
I think it's Vegas type stuff, but yeah. He's doing a lot in, he's in Canada.
Oh.
He did almost the first half of this month. Then he was at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency, New York. And then that was the 19th and 20th. He's off right now celebrating his birthday, no doubt. And he's going back to Canada, Nova Scotia, and Ontario.
Wow.
It says he continues to work in film and tours with his wife in a multimedia live presentation called Let's Put On a Show.
Yeah, it's called the One Man, One Wife Show.
Wow. Oh, well, I bet he sits down for it.
One wife, yeah. Does he have a different wife for every scene? Yeah.
One can only hope that he takes full advantage of that.
Wow. There you go.
Okay.
Moving on, Tom Lester is 72.
Okay.
Anybody going to ask?
Who's Tom Lester?
Boy, we could have gone all day. But, he was Ebb Dawson on Green Acres.
Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah, seven. I just checked. I checked before I said it.
All right.
It says it didn't give a death date, so that means he's still alive. Julio Iglesias turned 67 years old today. I remember Paul Peterson. He would be the sun boy on the Donna Reed show. Yeah, and he also sang a song. Remember that? My Dad, remember back in the 60s?
I'll take your word for it.
Well, he really did.
I'm thinking September 23rd was a supplementary birthday list.
Well, we're still going.
Because these sound familiar. No, I'm not saying we need one.
Oh, you mean from the past.
This
we
day.
May, we would have to, yeah. saying, Mar- we'd have to go back to March so yeah. 23rd.
He's 65.
It will be.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things he did do is he started an organization for exploited children in television.
Yes. Exactly. That he did do. One of the people we were introduced to in Mary Hartman was Mary Kay Place, and she's 63 years old today. She still does some acting. Bruce Springsteen, the boss's birthday is today. He's 61 years old. And George Costanza.
Yeah.
Is 51. Jason Alexander turns 51 years old today. Eric Michael Estrada is on TV's Making the Band.
Oh, that's got to be...
Is that Eric's little boy?
I don't know.
Must be a little boy of somebody. Okay. Is 31 years old today. And from Boston Public and Pushing Daisies, Chi McBride, the actor. You know him if you saw him. And he's... 49, and that's all I got.
Well, that's all we have.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, all the focus has been on Christine O'Donnell. Well, what about witchcraft? Well, what about masturbation? All of this. Well, what about her opponent, Chris Coons, who admitted that he was a bearded Marxist? Well, here's his pathetic defense of that.
Obviously, the bearded Marxist thing has gotten a lot of attention. Explain.
It's clearly a joke. I am a clean-shaven capitalist. That was a tongue-in-cheek term that my former roommates, who were the heads of the Young Republicans on campus, my former roommates had taken to using as just a moniker or a joking name for me.
It's a joke. I'm a clean-shaven capitalist. I really am. Oh, liberal media, please believe me. Folks, let's look at his record, read the document, and I think you'll come to a far different conclusion.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
They've been an indisputable force on the international jazz scene for more than 40 years. Now, these 10-time Grammy Award winners bring their vocal prowess to Rudder Auditorium to kick off the new Opus season, direct from New York City. Get ready for jazz legends, the Manhattan Transfer.
5,000 light years from Birdland, but I'm still preaching the rhythm.
These Ambassadors of Harmony will hit the stage of Rudder, backed by an equally explosive band, for an electrifying opening night concert.
Joplin, Missouri.
And Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
MSC Opus presents the Manhattan Transfer, sponsored by Allstate, Saturday night, September 25th in Rudder Auditorium. For tickets, visit mscopus.org or call 845-1234. That's 845-1234.
Let's look at some Brazos Valley weather. How's that? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. Then they're offered a basket that has information about businesses. Get your business in there. The early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 20% chance of some showers. Boy, it looked like it was going to rain yesterday, but most of us didn't get any rain. So let's see. 20% today. 91 will be our high temperature today. And then we're probably going to have a low temperature tomorrow night, about 73. Continue to have a chance of showers. It looks like it'll spike at 40%. And that'll be on Saturday night. But in the meantime, look for highs in the lower 90s and low temperatures in the 70s. Right now we have 72 degrees outside.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
If you are genetically predisposed to getting cancer or diabetes in the future, would you like to know now? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Would you like to know now what diseases you're more likely to get in the future? Well, you can.
The stage we've reached now is essentially almost anybody can have their own personal genome project done.
Ken Davis, author of the book The $1,000 Genome, says you can now determine your genetic risk of getting things like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and more.
I don't mean to suggest for a second that the risk of these diseases is completely determined by our genes. It most certainly is not. But increasingly, we're learning more about the genetic factors that influence our likelihood of getting diabetes or heart disease or other common diseases, including mental illness. And if people wish, they can learn about the probability of their getting some of these issues so that they can take proactive measures in order to live a long and healthy life.
How does it work? Well, it's amazingly simple.
There are already consumer genomics companies such as 23andMe, Navigenics, Pathway Genomics in San Diego, that for as little as a few hundred dollars allow people to spit in a cup, send their saliva sample to these companies, and they can then prepare the DNA from those cells, send it back to you through a secure website. So that, I can go to my computer today and pull up my probability of getting a whole slew of different diseases.
For a list of some of the companies that do these tests, visit our website, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
This is Tim Prater of Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. There's only one way to keep jobs in our community, and that's by keeping business in our community. At Sioux Falls Prater, we employ around 60 people. These are jobs you support when you support local businesses. We contribute to the local tax base, and we support local charities and fundraisers. Let's keep the outlook strong in Bryan College Station by supporting each other. Shop locally whenever you can. It's good for everyone. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Brenham National Bank has been serving its customers generation after generation.
We were chartered in 1933. We have been providing financial services for our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley for over 77 years. That makes locally owned Brenham National Bank pretty unique. Our personal bankers know you when you walk in the door. Wouldn't you like to bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Okay, let's see. Feast with royalty. Check. Throw back a cold one. Check.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Eat a steaming hot turkey leg. Check.
Oh, you're checking your to-do list for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hey, don't forget Dancing with a Merry Maiden. I'm gonna have to wash my tights.
Check off your to-do list at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Journey to a magical world of wonder. Behold new adventures, exotic foods, unique shopping, and endless entertainment. Enjoy 8 themed weekends, October 9th through November 28th. Get tickets online at texrenfest.com.
WTAW News Time 6:30, 72 degrees right now at the studios as we head toward a high today in the lower 90s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main for windows beyond measure and more. It's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Safety concerns are behind the College Station City Council's decision to consider a ban on texting while driving. Councilmember Katie Marie Lyles is behind the consideration, but Mayor Nancy Berry says council's direction is far from clear.
I don't know really what we're going to do about it. It's just that it's something we're going to discuss, and I'm looking forward to hearing other council members' positions on this, and I haven't opened a mind. And also, I'm really looking forward to a presentation from the police department to see, you know, just how big a problem is it.
College Station Police will make their presentation at tonight's city council meeting. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission faced for the second time in 3 months a request to approve a conditional use permit legalizing an adult care operation in a residential neighborhood. During a recent public hearing, commissioners heard for the first time the operator had been in business since last October and the city knew about it since March. Commission Chairman Michael Beckendorf asked development planner Martin Zimmerman why no penalty was being considered.
I'm trying to get to why didn't you fine them, or did you give it some leniency on the fine? Or
in this particular case, and due to the nature of the request, and that there's obviously people involved and their homesteads involved, finding someone is certainly the last option. However, we want to give someone the due process of coming into compliance, which is why we're here tonight.
Commissioner Bobby Gutierrez, who lives about a mile away from the home on East 29th, supported the operation, as did Vice Chairman John Bond.
I visited the home next door that the powers run. It was a first-class operation, and I commend you for that. And our citizens need your help and your care. And I think it is the obligation of this board to make sure that is provided.
The Planning Commission unanimously approved permits for the East 29th home and a similar operation to be opened by the operator's husband in the 400 block of South Haswell. Drivers in Bryan on San Jacinto Street need to watch out this morning for additional police. Along San Jacinto between Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Sandy Point Road, the westbound outside lane will be blocked this morning between 8:30 and noon. That's to allow the police department's traffic safety unit to continue its investigation into last week's hit-and-run fatality. The State Board of Education will consider today how much money is available to buy textbooks. But as Robert Wood reports, some board members want to make sure that money actually does buy books.
There are several board members like Ken Mercer that worry that money that the State Board of Education will set aside for textbooks might be used by lawmakers to fill other budget holes.
In layman's terms, they're looking for cookie jars, but this is not a cookie jar. This is the children's money.
The board is expected to send a strong message to lawmakers that when they approve this money, which should be over $1 billion, that the money be used for textbooks and other instructional material and not to close the $18 billion budget gap. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Democrat challenger Bill White says Governor Rick Perry is being dismissive of budget shortfall projections of $18 billion by mounting them to Ouija board estimates. White appeared Wednesday in San Antonio, a day after Perry told supporters in Midland that it remains too early to know how big a shortfall the legislature will face when the session begins in January. The state budget shortfall will be the driving force behind almost every decision the legislature makes when it convenes in January. The companies behind a new joint venture that will own several Texas racetracks are betting their partnership will help even the odds in efforts to convince state lawmakers to pass gambling proposals that would allow slot machines at such facilities. Penn National Gaming and the parent company of Sam Houston Race Park in Houston announced Wednesday they've partnered to own and operate the Houston Racing Facility, as well as the Valley Race Park in Harlingen and a planned racetrack in Laredo. The new joint venture comes as the state's struggling racing industry is readying its efforts to convince lawmakers during next year's session to legalize slot machines at horse and dog tracks. And bigger isn't always the best. Competing against Houston and San Antonio, the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau has won a regional award from Texas Meetings and Events magazine.
We're actually nominated by votes from the community, from people who've brought their events here, different meeting planners, and so that helps us get nominated. Then once we're nominated, it's actually a board that the magazine puts together of meeting planners who vote based on the nominations that they have, that votes for the winner.
The CVB's Holly Conley says Grand Station Entertainment was named one of the top three team-building venues in the region. To celebrate, there'll be a party tomorrow evening at Grand Station starting at 5:30. You can get details on our website. It's on the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 635, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
Hi, I'm Mike Vivaldi, the new general manager at Team Auto in Navasota. At home, my wife and two kids are my team. At work, my staff is my team. But we want to make you and your family a part of our team. You've never been able to shop 8 auto lines at one Brazos Valley dealership until now. So whether you're looking for Ford, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Mercury, Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, Team Auto has your vehicle. Visit myteamauto.net or come to Navasota and let us make you a part of our team. Team Auto, Navasota.
Come see my daddy at Team Ford and Team Auto.
Hey, good morning. 637, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Large high pressure system keeps sunshine in the forecast today, but it also looks like we've got moisture flowing out of the Gulf. So that could trigger a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're going to have temperatures around 90 today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night clear, 75. Saturday sun and clouds, temperatures on Saturday up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, it's not till Sunday, but Dallas versus Houston, the Texans and the Cowboys. Texans 2-0, Cowboys 0-2. We'll talk about that here on Thursday. We'll also talk a little Aggie football and what's coming up in high school football. That and more coming up in sports.
Okay, Bill Clinton out there speaking yesterday. We're all in peril. We're all going to die. It's all going to be horrible. So I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's never lied before. Oh, wait.
Yeah, really.
You got your scary music, Chase?
It's all on you.
Yeah, it is. It is all on you. Yeah, so there. Oh, Fortuna! Yeah. I love when he plays that All for Tuna song.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the tuna. Anyway, Bill Clinton warned the growing devastation of the global economic downturn. He said the dangers posed by natural disasters around the world had been increased by the effects of climate change. Where did he say this?
Mm-hmm.
He spoke on the first day of the annual Clinton Global Initiative.
There you go.
It's my party.
And I'll whine if I want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so there you go. You can go read about it. It's all over the place. You know. In the meantime, our president, U.S. American President Barack Hussein Obama, ventured out to the suburbs of Virginia again yesterday to have a little backyard time with middle-class people. He again talked about his health care reform, the nation's economic woes, this time in Falls Church, Virginia, that, of course, is an absolute slum. Is
it really? I don't know anything.
No, it's.
I didn't
nice.
Think it was.
Of course, it's nice. God, it's not going to go any place where you know you might have to walk in dirt. The president spoke about provisions of the new law that take effect today, 6 months after the package was signed into law. During the visit, the president admitted, quote, "Sometimes I fault myself for not being able to make the case more clearly to the country."
Sounds like a George Bush line.
Yeah. No, you stand behind a podium like an arrogant snot and lecture to us, Mr. President. That's what you do. You can't make it clear. Okay, that's fine.
He just called the president a snot.
Yeah, can I not do that?
No, it's,
arrogant, as a matter of fact.
It's free America.
Yeah, it is. Okay, for their part now, the Republicans are going to unveil their big new contract with America today so that they can not be the party of no anymore.
Yeah.
This they're
kind of sunshine are they going to blow?
Okay, this is called the Pledge to America, okay? It is an important, according to one GOP House member, it is an important milestone showing our people we have learned our lesson and we are ready to govern. All right, how long has the Republican Party been in existence? They've learned their lesson now? It took September 2010 for them to learn their lesson? Okay, and that's fine. They want to repeal and replace the health care reform. They want to extend the Bush-era tax cuts permanently. They want to end TARP. They want to end the stimulus plan. They want to keep Guantanamo open. They want to put new sanctions on Iran. They want to increase spending on missile defense. Part of the plan reads, this is a quote from the Republican Party. "An arrogant and out-of-touch government of self-appointed elites makes decisions, issues mandates, and enacts laws without accepting or requesting the input of many." Now, are they talking about both parties, or are they trying to say Democrats are the only ones who do that? Because I believe when Tom the Bug Killer DeLay was the Speaker of the House, he was called the Hammer for a very good reason. He would just drive it through and didn't care what anybody else thought. So, once again, we can only hope that in this case, the Republicans, that's fine. I don't care which party it is. If they'll just start listening to the people for a change. But they've learned their lesson, and they're ready to govern. Yeah.
Yawn.
Yeah. They win the House. Let's see how that goes in January. Somehow, some way, I think they'll be scorekeeping somewhere. For most conservatives who want to privatize Social Security, it is a subject best spoken of in whispers, but the Club for Growth, which is a right-wing advocacy group, and they do have some influence, says it's time to start talking about this, and in fact they are urging Republican congressional candidates to speak out very loudly in favor of privatizing Social Security. They've posted, I guess, something on their website called "Privatize Social Security? Hell yeah!" That's what it's called. Most Republicans are running away from the Social Security issue, they say, because they've probably been told by establishment handlers to never defend privatization or personal accounts, but that they believe that's baloney. Candidates for Congress should adopt that message and support it loudly. And, you know, I think, again, Tom, I don't believe that it really should affect us as much as it should affect people like Chase and Younger.
So much is like that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, but I mean, who yeah. have a chance to really make a difference in their own retirement decisions.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. I've never once factored in Social Security into my retirement plans.
Social Security is poverty insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it really is. And we're supposed to really, yeah. I guess, invest above and beyond for ourselves. So why won't the government let us do this? And there's some interesting background because in discussing this, looking at what these folks had written, because there is privatization of Social Security, if you will, in Australia. And the problem is...
So you're saying all of their retirees are living in the streets?
Right. Now, well, the problem is that there are companies there who rip them off, you know, like anything else. I mean, we have rip-off funds here, Bernie Madoff and that kind of thing, Ponzi scheme. Of course, I think Social Security is probably a Ponzi scheme too. But nonetheless, they're not necessarily any better off. The option should be there. There's some folks who don't know enough about where they want to put their money that probably staying with the government and saying, yes, you handle it, is fine for them. But I think if you kind of try to make a hybrid of the system where people can take some of that money and invest it where they wish. Heaven knows we're a net for enough people as it is. I guess we can add a few more in there as a safety net. But anyway, the Club for Growth saying that that's something they should do. I don't know. This isn't politics, but it's a little bit of a concern. Rather than agree to the provision in the health care law that will require them to cover children with pre-existing conditions, National insurance companies taking a different route. They are dropping children's only plans completely, which is a little frightening. Anthem Blue Cross, Cigna, and Aetna have announced that they will stop offering child-only coverage in states across the country rather than risk straining their budgets on what they call an unlevel competitive environment.
How about that? Hey. But that wasn't going to happen. You were going to have the option. It was just there was going to be a federal option as well. There wasn't just going to be federal only. There was going to be a competitive market, but the federal government was going to enter that market, Scott. Now you're telling me that these private companies are not going to play?
They don't want to play. They're checking out because you know what? They have investors, and investors want return on investment, and they're going, nah. So basically, because, you know, I know this would never happen. I know this would never happen, but there might be a family that would go and buy insurance on the way to the doctors and then cancel it afterwards. I know that nobody would ever do that.
Because that never happens in the auto insurance business.
No, never. So that won't happen, but nonetheless, they've decided to do that.
Not only did that with electronic equipment, you know.
What's that?
Well, you know, go buy something, use it, and take it back.
Yeah, no.
You know? Thomas, people like you, some of those retailers got that open box policy.
That's right. His iPod doesn't work very well.
Yeah, really. Hang on, let me delete all my songs.
Because I tried it this afternoon, and yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
A majority of U.S. Americans think that cutting the deficit is a better way to strengthen the economy than government spending.
What do they know?
No, it's spend, Scott.
That's right. Yeah.
Not save.
According to the Reuters.
You people and your stupid ideas.
Yeah, we know better than you do.
Yeah.
57% in the Reuters Ipsos poll released yesterday, support deficit cuts while the economy is struggling, and only 39% say that deficit spending will promote economic recovery and create jobs.
Come on, you'll be dead. Your grandkids can handle it.
Really? Exactly.
Look,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they stub their toe, they get over it.
So you mean to tell me that if my house, we bring home $100,000 a year.
Okay.
And in my house, if we bring home $100,000 a year and we want to improve our financial situation, we can either go out and try and get another job, but we don't want to take ourselves out of the home. So we're pretty much taking in all we can take in.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying that to then maximize our available cash flow, instead of spending more money that we don't have, we should spend less?
I know. It cuts.
That makes no sense,
I know.
Scott.
It cuts against the grain, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know. Apparently there's a majority of U.S. Americans who have this illogical point of view as to how we should handle
this.
When
will they learn?
I don't know. That's after all. That's why government's there, to take care of us when we make a bad decision.
This is Tim Prater of Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. There's only one way to keep jobs in our community, and that's by keeping business in our community. At Sioux Falls Prater, we employ around 60 people. These are jobs you support when you support local businesses. We contribute to the local tax base, and we support local charities and fundraisers. Let's keep the outlook strong in Bryan College Station by supporting each other. Shop locally whenever you can. It's good for everyone. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 25th is Raised Bed Gardening. Learn how to add a whole new dimension to your gardening without some of the aches and pains. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're looking for a way to brighten a drab landscape, one or two variegated shrubs could be your answer. Positioned in just the right places, they function like multicolored throw pillows on a plain fabric sofa. However, as with the throw pillows, you don't want to overdo a good thing. Use variegated plants with tasteful restraint. It also usually helps if you position them against a dark evergreen background like hollies or junipers, or in front of a dark colored brick. Having said that, I'm going to give you some of the best variegated shrubs for Texas landscaping right after this important message. You still can save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. You say, well, why would I want to go buy a calendar? And I'm here to tell you that with 10,000 words in this calendar, every month there is information down at the bottom of the grid page telling you in that month what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in your landscape and garden in that month. That's a huge amount of information. That's many, many, many newspaper columns in length. So you get more than 10,000 words. You also save 41% on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written specifically for the Lone Star State by the finest garden writers in the Lone Star State. We've done our magazine 25 years. I'm actively involved in it. And I enjoy writing for my own magazine, but I have a lot of other good people around me. Get the calendar, all of its information, and the one-year new or renewal to our magazine, all for just $34.95. The price is about to go up. It will never come back to that again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're going to talk about some of the best variegated shrubs for Texas landscaping, and I'll start with variegated privet. I don't know that that one is necessarily the best, but it's very popular currently because it's quick, it's inexpensive, and it's fine textured. It looks very much like the old-fashioned Amarillo privet, except for its leaf color. It throws out green shoots frequently. You must remove them or they'll overtake the less vigorous variegated growth. Allow it to grow to 5 to 6 feet tall or taller. If you prune it to keep it a lot shorter, it'll get very woody and unattractive. It does best in morning sun with afternoon shade. Then there's Silver Star variegated waxleaf ligustrum. It has the same habit as the long popular landscape shrub, but with white variegation. Unfortunately, it can be a little winter tender in the northern reaches of the state. Nonetheless, it brings a lovely look to its surroundings. It'll survive most winters in all of Texas, all but the panhandle, especially when you protect it with an old sheet or a blanket during extreme cold. Akuba is probably the best-known variegated plant in Texas landscaping, and actually gold dust Akuba is the common one. It grows to 4 to 5 feet tall and 3 or 4 feet wide. It produces large green leaves that are splattered with bright yellow splotches. A variety called Sulfur produces green leaves with yellow bands around the edges, and Picturata produces just the opposite, green leaves with large solid yellow centers. Francis Mason Abelia. Well, we've grown the standard Abelia for decades. The yellow variegated form is much less common. It grows to 4 to 5 feet tall, and it produces pink blooms all summer. Its green leaves are boldly variegated with golden yellow. Keep in mind that standard Abelia sometimes develops yellowing from iron deficiency, and the Francis Mason may look like it's iron deficient. Then you have unusual plants like variegated Eleagnus and variegated Cliera. I'm sorry, I just don't have a lot of room for either one of those in my landscape. I do like some of the variegated grasses, like variegated Japanese silver grass, related to green maiden grass. It's more compact, though, to about 4 or 5 feet. There really are some great variegated plants. Just use them sparingly and use them with knowledge of exactly what you're trying to accomplish. Slopes bring special choices. I'll prove it in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look at your sports. It is 5:53 and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Brian, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Texas A&M coach Mike Sherman called this week sort of a mini-off week, as there is a span of 12 days between games from last Saturday to a week from tonight when they play Oklahoma State in Stillwater. Sherman's given the team Saturday off, and those who can go home will go home, like quarterback Gerard Johnson. What will he do on his day off? Yeah, you guessed it.
As much as I hate to say, I'm just going to go home, sit home and watch other college football games. I just can't really get enough of it, and I think all of us are kind of the same way. As much as we're going to relax, we're going to be watching football. I'm just going to hang out with some of my friends from high school and my family and go back to Houston and just kind of clear my mind a little bit. But we got to be back on Sunday and get ready to game plan.
Yeah, it'll be a short week when they get back on Sunday, as they do play in Stillwater Thursday night, 1 week from tonight. The Brazos Valley Bombers will have a new destination for road games next season, as an eighth member of the Texas Collegiate League has been announced.
The Acadiana Cane Cutters. They're the second Louisiana team in the TCL, joining the Alexandria Aces. And they all joined the Bombers, the East Texas Pump Jacks out of Kilgore, the Victoria Generals, the Texas Tomcats of Weimar, the McKinney Marshals, and the North Texas Copperheads of Coppell. The Texas Rangers finally got the perfect combo last night. They beat the Angels 2-1 in 12 innings while Oakland was losing to the White Sox. So the Rangers' magic number is now 4 to wrap up the American League West. And they start a 4-game series in Oakland tonight. That means that they need just to win 2 of those to clinch the title on the West Coast. The Astros lost to the Nationals 4-2. They'll finish up that series in Washington this afternoon. Denver Broncos return to work, trying to shake off the shock of the apparent suicide of teammate Kenny McKinley. Denver is set to take on Indianapolis this week. McKinley's teammates decided to leave his locker in place for the remainder of the season as a shrine to the wide receiver, who was on injured reserve following knee surgery last month. There will also be a moment of silence Sunday before the Colts game, and players will wear white decals with number 11 in navy on their helmets. The 2-0 Houston Texans will meet the 0-2 Dallas Cowboys at Reliance Stadium on Sunday. Will those trends continue in this state rivalry? Well, Texans owner Bob McNair is weighing in on it.
It shows you, though, how competitive the league is because, you know, they made a few mistakes along the way and it cost them the games. And, you know, they have a lot of talent, and if they don't make those mistakes, you know, they're going to be a very tough team. And so we know that, and it'll be a challenge for us, and we have to go out and make fewer mistakes than they make and play with a lot of passion.
Cowboys receiver Miles Austin says Dallas is not pushing any panic buttons yet.
I mean, we're 0-2. We got 14 games left in the season. If you start thinking about this, situation as the worst thing in the world, this situation can turn into the worst thing in the world. But we gotta go in and fight. I think we had a great team and a great group of guys that are willing to fight. We just got to go out there and win some games.
Again, they'll play at Reliance Stadium Sunday afternoon, and that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It's 6:56. On News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Hey, Tom here visiting with Bryan from Gold and Silver Buyers. Bryan, what about these companies that have been advertising cash bonuses for gold on TV and radio?
Other companies that offer an extra 10% if you bring your gold in before the end of this week are clearly playing games with your money. At Gold and Silver Buyers, we always pay you the most. You can come to our store right here in town 363 days a year and get a fair, honest price. If you sell your gold or silver to anyone else, you've just lost money.
Gold and Silver Buyers, the number one gold buyer in Texas for a reason. Across from the main entrance of Texas A&M, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com.
This is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Benny Holland from Texas A&M University, Cindy Quinn talking about Fall Awareness Month, and Dr. Mason speaking to us about lap band. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
Well, some showers moved through yesterday, and a few of us may have gotten some, but not nearly enough. We could always use more. Weather's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered a basket of information on new businesses. Be there, an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 91 for a high temperature today with a slight chance of showers. Low tonight about 73. Keep the same thing going on probably through Saturday. Now, Saturday, we do have a 40% chance of rain during the evening and during the day, so we'll see how that works out. 72 right now in the news.
A traffic advisory for folks driving in Bryan. The bickering continues in the Texas governor's race, and College Station City Council will talk a possible driving and texting ban. Those stories and more coming up.
We've become an affiliate of Fox Radio News, OCTAW, College Station,
from
Bryan.
ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Republicans in the House with a to-do list, things they want to change if they win control of Congress this fall, included our tax cuts for businesses, as well as extending tax cuts for all income taxpayers. ABC's Vic Ratner says the plan is being announced this morning.
In this lumberyard in suburban Virginia, a couple of hours from now, House Republicans, including Indiana Congressman Mike Pence, will unveil what they're calling the Pledge to America.
The American people are hurting in the city and on the farm. Our economy continues to struggle.
Republicans will promise to cut taxes, cap government spending, repeal and replace the new health reform law, and defend traditional marriage. Vic Ratner, ABC News in Sterling, Virginia.
The details have already been released on the internet. Democrats say the Republican plan is not paid for and would raise the debt by trillions of dollars. President Obama to speak today at the UN General Assembly included a plea for Middle East peace.
In his speech to the General Assembly, President Obama plans to ask world leaders to put aside familiar grievances and overcome their doubts and cynicism about Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The president says Palestinians must be able to live with dignity and Israel's existence must not be a subject for debate. Talks here in New York, though, appear to have stalled over Jewish settlements in the West Bank.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the United Nations. Changes today on health care. Under the health care reform law, adult children up to the age of 26 can now be covered on their parents' insurance policies. One of America's best-known black preachers being accused of sexual misconduct. Three men say Bishop Eddie Long coerced them into sexual relationships. This morning, Long canceled plans for a news conference and radio interview. His megachurch is in the Atlanta area. Blockbuster is bankrupt. The video store chain filing for protection today from its creditors. This is ABC News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams during our 3-day super sale. Save 40% on paints and stains September 24th through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, the voice of reason for Perkins.
Listen. That's the sound of an actual stomach growl after a skimpy $2 meal. Sounds angry. To skimpy $2 meals, the voice of reason must say no.
Say yes to real value at Perkins with our new Scramblers. Crispy breakfast potatoes, scrambled eggs, tasty ingredients, delicious sauce, and melted cheese. Served with two sides. Scramblers. Available all day. Come in for a yes at Perkins Restaurants.
Struggling homeowners. The Treasury Department says more than half the people enrolled in HAMP, the Home Affordable Modification Program, have abandoned it. One reason, many homeowners are underwater because of falling home prices. Mortgages are higher than the value of their properties. Refinancing efforts have not dealt with that yet.
It doesn't really fix the underwater problem. You can give somebody a 100-year mortgage at 0.5%. You know what? They're still $200,000 underwater.
Economist Christopher Thornburg says a fix could be coming this fall.
They have already announced a new program this fall. It's going to be kind of a modified HAMP program. And this time around, they actually are trying to address the underwater problem.
Christopher Thornburg. 3 square meals a day, a pretty good diet plan, better than grazing. Researchers from Purdue University found overweight and obese men on low-calorie, high-protein diets could help with regularity. This is ABC News.
Lots of healthy green plants in the workplace not only boost morale and productivity of employees, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams Incorporated for their interior landscaping. Green Teams Incorporated also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings, conferences, and rush parties. For interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams Incorporated, 823-7551. Green Teams Incorporated, 823-7551.
Sterling makes it easy.
Get huge savings on trucks and SUVs at Sterling Auto Group, like discounts up to $10,000 on remaining 2010 GMC Sierra Crew Cab Texas Edition models, or 0% APR for 72 months, and up to $8,000 off the 2010 GMC Yukon SLT package backed by a 5-star frontal crash test rating, or 0% APR for 60 months. Hurry in now for the best deals.
Sterling makes it easy.
Have the kids gone off to college? Are you making room for a new baby? Or are you just tired of looking at the same old kitchen and bathroom for the last 15 years? If you are ready to make the change, call the Marriott Group. Hi, this is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for 33 years. We use the same superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials when remodeling your home as we do when building a new one. Call the Marriott Group today and get your change started. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley for 5 years.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 72 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 91 with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Texting while driving is on the list of things College Station City Council is concerned about. Mayor Nancy Berry, appearing Wednesday on WTAW's The Infomaniac, says they're in the early stages of consideration right now.
This is not going to be something that we're going to have an ordinance and make a decision tomorrow night. But what we're doing is this is the first process in starting to get information so we can make a decision. It doesn't mean we would ban text or not. It's just, hey, let's find out how serious a problem it is.
Councilmember Katie Marie Lyles wants council to look into the issue, citing safety concerns, especially around the Texas A&M campus and Northgate. Council will hear a presentation tonight from the police department on the pervasiveness of the problem. For the second time in the last 3 months, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission has approved a conditional use permit for an existing home-based adult care facility. Tommy Sue Powers is a registered nurse and also lives with the residents on East 29th, where she says she assists mostly hospice patients.
I've had 9 patients pass away there very peacefully and with hospice attending also. I've yet to have a complaint. I'm not saying I do everything perfect, but I'm saying I believe we are doing the right thing for these people. And all of the families have been happy with our home.
Supporting the permit was someone who has lived in the neighborhood for 40 years. Melanie Fritz says her mother-in-law stayed at Powers' home.
Joseph and Tommy Sue have been wonderful neighbors, providing a most needed service for which the need is still growing. We should not be too quick to judgment. There are a lot of things in neighborhoods that uses of the property that can be a lot worse than
and the way they're using it.
Two speakers called for the city to require state licensing, which isn't mandatory when there are fewer than four residents, and Power says that would put her out of business anyway. The Planning Commission unanimously approved permits for the home on East 29th and a similar operation for Power's husband on South Haswell. A traffic advisory for this morning in Bryan along San Jacinto between Sandy Point and Martin Luther King. The police department's traffic safety unit will block the westbound outside lane of San Jacinto. It's part of the ongoing investigation into last week's hit-and-run fatality. The lane closures this morning between 8:30 and noon. Making campaign stops in San Antonio, Democrat gubernatorial candidate Bill White made a swing through a high school forum.
Students from the Edgewood, Somerset, and San Antonio school districts grilled the Democratic governor candidate.
What innovations would you contribute to our educational system and workforce?
White took the opportunity to pound opponent Rick Perry for refusing to debate.
It's an obligation to go to a job interview if you want the job. He believes that he's entitled to the job.
White also blasted Perry for the state's high dropout rate and for vetoing early child education initiatives. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Texas Farm Bureau's political arm has decided to remain neutral in the Texas governor's race. The board of directors made that decision unanimously Wednesday afternoon. The group backed U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison in the spring Republican primary over incumbent Rick Perry. In this fall's general election, the group has opted not to endorse Perry or Democrat Bill White. Perry and White are mostly keeping talk of immigration policy off the campaign trail. Despite the national debate over immigration in the run-up to November, Perry and White have seldom talked immigration while crisscrossing the state, which has an estimated 1.6 million illegal immigrants. Perry says discussing immigration policy is pointless until the border is secure. White says he'll have his hands full with state issues and can't fix all the federal government's problems. And the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau has won its first ever regional award from Texas Meetings and Events magazine. The CVB's Holly Conley says it's an important publication to their work of bringing visitors to this area.
This magazine goes out all over Texas and, well, all over the United States to meeting planners that bring their groups to town. So the economic impact of getting this exposure out to meeting planners who potentially can bring their meetings and events here is very big.
Grand Station Entertainment was named one of the top three team-building venues in the region. Both awards included competition from Houston and San Antonio. To celebrate, the CVB is hosting a party tomorrow evening starting at 5:30 at Grand Station. You can find out more details on our website. Go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Jason Ruppel, General Manager at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside of Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet on any Wednesday or Thursday from now through the end of the month and play all day for only $20 plus tax, including green fee and cart fee. Again, that's play all day on any Wednesday or Thursday for only $20. Be sure to mention this play all day special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207 or visit us online at bluebonnetcountry.com.
713 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered a package full of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large high pressure system keeps sunshine in the forecast today, but it also looks like we've got moisture flowing out of the Gulf. So that could trigger a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're going to have temperatures around 90 today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night clear, 75. Saturday sun and clouds. Temperatures on Saturday up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kyle Field closed down for the weekend. The Aggie football team will have Saturday off, as a matter of fact, as they get ready to play Oklahoma State 1 week from tonight. It'll be in Stillwater. We will talk about that. The Brazos Valley Bombers have a new road destination. They're going to be taking an extra trip to Louisiana come this summer. We'll talk about that, too, and more coming up in sports. Oh, another road trip to Louisiana.
Yeah, I mean, they had Alexandria.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they got someplace else. They got, Acadiana. Acadiana. There you go.
That's Lafayette.
Acadiana.
That'd be great.
The cane cutters they are.
Are they now?
The Acadiana cane cutters.
Yeah, right.
I'm guessing that's sugar cane.
I guess so.
Probably so.
Sure.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now it's time for people who will never buy a lottery ticket.
Is this a contest?
No.
Oh.
No,
I'm in.
Okay. Oh, well, no. Okay, I'm sorry.
I have bought
one. Or people who don't have to buy a lottery ticket.
That would be the thing to say. People who don't have to buy a lottery ticket.
Oh. Well, I do need to win, but.
Yeah.
But okay. I do. I cut down my chances every week.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Not buying a
ticket. So anyway, this would be the richest people in America.
Yeah.
Forbes has put out their list one more time of the richest
Warren
people.
Warren Buffett, Bill
Gates.
Yeah,
I know. Same old people over and over again.
Yeah, and they can't give me a million.
Yeah. Why?
Warren won't even give his kids a million.
He each give me $500,000. What's the big deal?
But you know, what Warren did was Warren gave stock to each of his kiddos and, you know, gave them the opportunity to move forward from there with whatever they wanted to do. And I think one of them is a singer or something like that. And, you know, he's got his own little thing going on.
He's probably told them all, that's all you're going to get, right?
He's probably still got his Berkshire Hathaway stock, and that's fine. But anyway. But Bill Gates is number one, $54 million.
Billion. Yeah, I was going to say. Did one of his stocks go bad?
He spent 54 yesterday. Warren Buffett, $45 billion. Larry Ellison from Oracle. And,
I think Gates calls Buffett every day and says, I got you by nine.
There are three Waltons in the top eight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Grandpa and
John Boy.
Michael Bloomberg, he's number 10. He's in at $18 billion. But let's look at our neighbors. Why don't we look at the people nearby and see how they're doing? Texans. Richest Texan would be Alice Walton of Fort Worth, Texas.
She'd be a Walmart lady?
$20 billion.
Just assuming there.
Michael Dell.
From Round Rock.
$14 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Beal, who's owns Beal Bank and some real estate, $6 billion. See, now we're getting down into single-digit billions.
the poor folk.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charles Butt, he'd be the supermarket guy.
Exactly.
And then, let's see, Richard Kinder.
Charles Butt owns an island with a lighthouse in Port Aransas.
Okay.
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's one of his...
Have you ever been?
He
tells you to get out and stay out
I haven't. He actually rents it out as a bed and breakfast. It's not a working lighthouse, but it's like a bed and breakfast. And it's a little island with a lighthouse, right?
Is he bringing you toast and marmalade in the morning? I mean, I'm just...
I think he's got people for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So what are you going to do as far as taxing him once you become mayor of Port
Aransas? How's that going to work?
About that. A little something for the mayor's fund.
Well, it's probably hard to get the property evaluation because there aren't a lot of comps for islands with lighthouse. Let me see. I was looking around and I couldn't find any others around here.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure about that.
Okay.
Anyway, good for them.
Yeah.
And those are the rich people. And as Chase said,
but the Gateses are still number one.
Yeah, good for them.
And I do say good for them. I really do, because unless I find out just something horrible about them, all I ever read is about their charitable foundations much money of that money that they give. I mean, they keep a lot of it. Obviously, they're not hurting, but they give an awful lot of money to charitable organizations foundations.
Yeah, I was trying to find somebody who did something really neat and different, but you know, there's just a lot of the Google guys are in there. You know, I was just hedge funds. Oh, here we go. Jacqueline Mars is worth $10 billion, and she's the candy lady from the Mars. See, there's Forrest Mars, John Mars, and Jacqueline Mars.
And your M&Ms and stuff like that.
Well, and unlike Hershey, M&M Mars is privately held.
Right. Those three, Forrest, John, and Jackie, all making like a lot of money off of. I think they have cat food too. They do that.
But I don't want to hear that.
Well, I don't think they use the same trucks.
What about the same equipment? What about the same conveyor belt?
I don't think they do that either.
Yeah. What about the same zip code?
Excuse me. I have to read on labels that, you know, my deliciously smooth chocolate product may be made in the same equipment with peanuts. Well, you know what? If I wanted peanuts, I'd buy a Mr. Good Bar. But I don't. So what's to say that they're not mixing in, you know, little kibble?
Hey, Jack in the Box used to be owned by Purina.
That's
maybe
right.
They still are.
You never
I
know.
Don't know.
You never
so,
know.
You know.
Yeah. Now, this one is kind of interesting. A billionaire.
They're still trying to overcome it, I believe.
A billionaire who lives in Austin. He's 66 years old. His name is John Paul DeHoria. And he made his money off hair products and tequila.
Together?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's,
I'll
that's
bet he made
good.
More off of hair products.
Don't know. But you know. That's pretty good.
Yeah, because a lot of people, after one time of excess with tequila, they're done.
Yeah, that's true. Others will continue to use stuff for their hair.
Yeah, you can't excess on hair products.
No. Well, you can, but it doesn't have the same side effects.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah, anyway, you can remember what you did last night even after you put too much hair product.
You don't have the old Willie Nelson problem.
Yeah,
so.
Right. 720. All right, women on college campuses being paid $500 each to hand out KFC coupons while wearing fitted sweatpants with the words "Double Down" sandwiches on the side. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Oh, excuse me, it's on the back, actually. Double Down. Just says double over here and then down right there. Of course, if you hired girls who actually ate at KFC, there'd be room to spell out a lot more, but, you know, that's what they got the double down. Here's what happened. KFC sales in the U.S. are down, and they're trying to perk up the business a little bit, if you will. Mm-hmm. USA Someday says the chain revealed that over 60% of U.S. Americans age 18 to 25, 60% of 18 to 25s cannot identify who Colonel Sanders is on the logo.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, it is. But, I mean, obviously they're working into a new market trying to generate new long-term customers. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, that tequila and hair care thing, you know, you drink too much tequila, it makes your hair stand up, so it must be the same.
Yes, that's what it is. Hello?
Hey, that guy in Austin has a lot of guys on both ends, sells them the tequila when they're young and then sells them the hair when they get old.
It could be that, yeah. I think it's taking care of the hair you have as opposed to new hair, but I'm not exactly sure, but nonetheless. Not sure.
Really.
Don't know. But
that's hair in a can.
Well, that's, hey, what an idea. I think, Ron Popeil was here for that. Yeah. Anyway.
That was an unfortunate sound, really.
Because it didn't sound like that at all when we sprayed it on Tom's head. It didn't. What was great is it didn't match. You know, the color didn't match. I mean,
that's
I guess
true.
That's, you kind of have to test it a little bit. But, you know, aside from that, very uncomfortable situation. Anyway, so 18 to 25, 60% of them cannot identify who Colonel Sanders is. So, we'll see how that works out. I don't know if they've been on the A&M campus. I don't know if we've heard any reports of that or not. But girls handing out coupons for the Double Down, which is a great product. It's not as good as the Famous Bowl, but it's not bad.
Well, after all, what is?
Yeah, that's right. So until now, customers have been flocking to El Toneyesta, which is a taco truck for $1.75 tacos. Now, and they're in the Bay Area.
I guess they've got their health license displayed prominently, right?
With their latest grade.
Okay.
They have become rated by Zagat.
Zagat.
Right? Zagat, yeah.
Rated or rated? Okay.
R-A-T-E-D.
Yeah. Good point, Tom. The difference between the D and the T in there.
Yeah, okay.
They've been rated.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. This
Pirates?
Is the first time that Zagat has rated a taco truck.
Well.
So, are we headed in that direction?
One of the most delicious breakfast tacos I've had in this fair city was from a taco truck.
Okay, but I'm saying, is that where we're going? I mean, is that the next step? They'll have a new...
Oh, that yeah. Well, that's just a matter of time because, you know, then you'll have some show on Travel Channel, you know.
There is a food show called Food Trucks or something.
Yeah, that's a competition, though. That's
a
reality show.
Okay.
I'm talking about, you know, today we're in Greenville, Texas, going to find the best taco truck.
You know, I can see Chase reporting some morning on a high-speed chase between the health inspector and a taco truck. You know, it ended peacefully in Coryell County.
And I understand what
Don
you're
Plitt, friend of the show, you know, running them down. So,
but my thought is, if you are in fact going to rate those mobile feeding stations, Don't you have to wait 24 hours?
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
You may be a lot of good things in your life, but maybe one of them is not necessarily being the top marketing expert. That's okay. Not everybody can be at the top of any particular category. But when it's time to sell your home, you want to deal with someone who knows how to market your home to potential buyers. That's where Zweiker & Associates Real Estate comes in. Because what Zweiker & Associates Real Estate will do is they will make sure that your home tends to rise above all the other homes in your home category, shall we say, that are also for sale. How do they do that? They do it by making sure that your home looks good. Presentation, staging. Another thing they do that's really interesting, virtual tours. They make your home come alive. You go to their website, you will see virtual tours of homes that are for sale that they are marketing, and you will be amazed. Check them out today, zarealestate.com. Let the marketing experts at Zweiker & Associates market your home, zarealestate.com.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today around 91, 20% chance of showers, 73 for a low tonight. Probably a 20% chance of showers on Friday and Friday night with the same numbers. And same thing as far as the temperatures are concerned on Saturday, but we'll up the chance of rain to 40% during the day and in the evening. Probably won't make 90 on Sunday and Monday because there'll be some clouds out there. And lows will probably be in the middle 60s, so that'll be kind of pleasant. Right now we have fair skies out there. And it's 72 degrees.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
That's right. Save on energy, too. Whether it's metal, comp, tile, or a low-slope roof, we have an Energy Star-rated roofing system for you. And right now, you can receive up to a $1,500 tax credit on Energy Star-rated roofing products. We also feature a solar roofing panel that takes the technology of photovoltaics and integrates it right into the roofing panel. Let the nation's green movement put the green back into your pocket. Cool roofing, cool savings, and if you're not 100% satisfied, it's free. That's a bulletproof guarantee.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Suddenly, liberals are worried about class warfare. The opening sentence of a New York Times article last weekend predicts that a class war is about to hit the world of government pensions. In every class war, there are haves and have-nots. In this case, the have-nots are taxpayers who don't have generous pensions. In other words, the non-union, non-government people who make America work. Their retirement incomes are not guaranteed. They've taken a real beating. Soon, they're going to be required to pay higher taxes to support the outrageously generous pension plans of retired government workers. The Pew Center on the States estimates that the cost of these pension plans could total $1 trillion. But that's likely a ridiculous underestimation, since a recent study found that the pension liabilities of California alone are close to $3.5 trillion, with $1 trillion of that unfunded. Now, some states are taking action. The Colorado legislature passed a pension overhaul, reducing a 3.5% cost of living increase to 2%. And naturally, the retired government workers sued. Of course. Mind you, the average employee retires at 58, gets a check of almost $3,000 a month in addition to the built-in raise. Now, listen carefully. There aren't enough rich people in the private sector to cover this debt, along with every other big government program that Obama's ramming through. This class war will fall directly on the middle class, if there is a middle class left in America when the liberals get through with all of this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a small business owner like me, here's a little advice. Valpak's direct mail, online, and mobile apps gives my customers more ways to save and my business more ways to succeed. I own a med spa. Valpak makes the phone ring and keeps my appointment book full. Listen, advertising with Valpak works for my business, and it'll work for yours too. Call them today to schedule a free consultation at 800-4-VALPAK, B-A-L-P-A-K.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 72 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Safety concerns are behind the College Station City Council's decision to consider a ban on texting while driving. Councilmember Katie Marie Lyles is behind the consideration, but Mayor Nancy Berry says council's direction is far from clear.
I don't know really what we're going to do about it. It's just that it's something we're going to discuss, and I'm looking forward to hearing other council members' positions on this, and I have an open mind. And also, I'm really looking forward to a presentation from the police department to see, you know, just how big a problem is it.
College Station Police will make their presentation at tonight's city council meeting. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission faced for the second time in 3 months a request to approve a conditional use permit legalizing an adult care operation in a residential neighborhood. During a recent public hearing, commissioners heard for the first time the operator had been in business since last October and the city knew about it since March. Commission Chairman Michael Beckendorf asked development planner Martin Zimmerman why no penalty was being considered.
I'm trying to get to why didn't you fine them, or did you... give it some leniency on the fine, or
in this particular case, and due to the nature of the request, and that there's obviously people involved and their homesteads involved, finding someone is certainly the last option. However, we want to give someone the due process of coming into compliance, which is why we're here tonight.
Commissioner Bobby Gutierrez, who lives about a mile away from the home on East 29th, supported the operation, as did Vice Chairman John Bond.
I visited the home next door that the powers run. It was a first-class operation, and I commend you for that. And our citizens need your help and your care. And I think it is the obligation of this board to make sure that that is provided.
The Planning Commission unanimously approved permits for the East 29th Street home and a similar operation to be opened by the operator's husband in the 400 block of South Haswell. Drivers in Bryan on San Jacinto Street need to watch out this morning for additional police. Along San Jacinto between Martin Luther King and Sandy Point Road, the westbound outside lane will be blocked this morning between 8:30 and noon. That's to allow the police department's traffic safety unit to continue its investigation of last week's hit-and-run fatality. The State Board of Education will consider today how much money is available to buy textbooks, but as Robert Wood reports, some board members want to make sure that money actually does buy books.
There are several board members like Ken Mercer that worry that money that the State Board of Education will set aside for textbooks might be used by lawmakers to fill other budget holes.
In layman's terms, they're looking for cookie jars, but this is not a cookie jar. This is the children's money.
The board is expected to send a strong message to lawmakers that when they approve this money, which should be over $1 billion, that the money be used for textbooks and other instructional material and not to close the $18 billion budget gap. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Democrat challenger Bill White says Governor Rick Perry is being dismissive of budget shortfall projections of $18 billion by amounting them to Ouija board estimates. White appeared Wednesday in San Antonio, a day after Perry told supporters in Midland that it remains too early to know how big a shortfall the legislature will face when the session begins in January. The state budget shortfall is likely to be the driving force behind almost every decision the legislature makes. The companies behind a new joint venture that will own several Texas racetracks are betting their partnership will help even the odds in efforts to convince state lawmakers to pass gambling proposals that would allow slot machines at such facilities. Penn National Gaming and the parent company of Sam Houston Race Park in Houston announced Wednesday they've partnered to own and operate the Houston Racing facility, as well as a park in Harlingen and a planned racetrack in Laredo. The new joint venture comes as the state's struggling racing industry is readying its efforts to convince lawmakers during next year's session to legalize slot machines at horse and dog tracks. And bigger isn't always the best. Competing against Houston and San Antonio, the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau has won a regional award from Texas Meetings and Events magazine.
We're actually nominated by votes from the community, from people who've brought their events here, different meeting planners, and so that helps us get nominated. Then once we're nominated, it's actually a board that the magazine puts together of meeting planners who vote based on the nominations that they have, that votes for the winner.
The CBB's Holly Conley says Grand Station Entertainment was named one of the top three team-building venues in the region. To celebrate, there will be a party tomorrow evening at Grand Station starting at 5:30. Details are on our website. Just go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 72 degrees right now. The news brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is the best chili cheese dog ever.
Did you know St. Joseph is now ranked top 10% in vascular surgery?
And it tastes even better while watching the game in my favorite recliner.
Plus, they're 5-star rated for joint replacement.
But I think I'm going to have a heart attack if they don't score soon.
Did I mention St. Joseph received 5 stars for coronary intervention?
Hey, do we have any ice cream left?
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to SJPrevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
Hey, let's check some weather at 7:37. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Partial sunshine for today. We still continue to have a southeast to southerly flow into the state. That could help set off a shower or thunderstorm later today. Temperatures up close to 90. We're going to be partly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower during the evening. Lows around 75. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow, 85 to 90 degrees. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for Saturday. We're going to be back up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're going to get a head start on our focus on education on Bravo Brazos Valley. We're going to be talking to Barbara Ibarra today and tomorrow. She's the chief technology officer for the Bryan ISD. She's going to be talking about the technology advances, how our kids are being helped by modern technology now, and what's coming. That'll all be coming up on Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
Hey, and here we go. This is your update on the Hairy Woman of Klipnacki Beauty Contest.
Oh, well, thank you.
You were a judge 10 years ago, weren't you,
yeah,
Chase?
Yeah, I think you were. Yeah.
I'm still trying to get that image out of my mind.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Scott.
Sure. It is an annual event at the Canisagera Harvest Festival in upstate New York. Basically, it's their version of Bigfoot. Mysterious Hairy Women Who Live in the Hills of Klipnacki. The event is to give folks a chance to see what they might look like up close and personal, or at least a contestant's idea of what they might look like.
Since boogeyman!
Yeah,
God, that scared me.
That's what they said.
I wasn't ready for that.
Since nobody's ever seen a hairy woman of Klipnacki up close and personal, yeah. So the contestants, which, by the way, this is open to men and women, can try anything to stand out, doing things like, you know, hair braiding, singing, dancing, other tricks. This year's first place winners were Steve Baker and Matt Woodring, and I mention that because they upset Jerry Stokes and Michelle Mess, who have won in years past.
Uh-oh.
Told you they would, Chase.
Well, now there's going to be a fight.
Well, yeah. There could well be. And I wonder if funnel cakes are available there. Just because
one can only imagine. Although, if you've got, you know, extensive hair going on, I mean, you get the powdered sugar all caught up in there.
Might not want to do that. By the way, while we're talking about that, a diet clinic analyzed the top 8 new foods at the State Fair of Texas.
Ooh, do we have a calorie content?
Well, we do, as a matter of fact. If you'll remember, it includes fried beer, which we really didn't understand. Kind of feel like they...
Yeah, because it's a pretzel with Guinness inside.
Right, they've gone a little too far. But they are doing fried Pop-Tarts, which are just sounds scrumdiddlyumptious. Anyway, if you had each of these top 8 foods, you'd be taking in 5,089 calories, half of them from fat. That's the equivalent of your 10 quarter pounders with cheese from McDonald's. So
yeah, but you can do that anytime.
Well, sure.
State Fair only comes around once a year.
That's right. So go ahead and lay off the McDonald's for a day or two and go over to the fair and have one of those.
Well, what you can do is just fast for 2 days. You know, if you do a 2,000 calorie a day diet, you're saving up. You've got like a 4,000 calorie credit going in the game.
Go. Uh-huh. I can't imagine.
Chug.
I mean, that much fried food. And maybe you get free Tums after that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you had a story.
I'm a Rolex guy, but that's okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. You had a story today, and we were talking about this with Mayor Barry yesterday, and you had it in your news about texting while driving.
I think you and I both had the same reaction when she brought that up yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a head snap can be audible, but I'm pretty sure I heard your head snap to attention when she said that yesterday morning.
Yeah. So we'll be interested to see about that. That happening rather timely as they can be in College Station when we find out here, apparently, according to a new study, the Titanic hit an iceberg in 1912 because of a basic steering error. Do you think they were texting?
It's possible.
See?
They were on the Morse code is what it was.
Yeah, could have been
that's
doing
right.
that. He was
they
on
looked
the
up something. Looked up, there was that,
G.
Yeah, look up, there's an iceberg.
Yeah. Capital O, capital M, capital G. Yeah, anyway.
L O
yeah
L
very nice, thank you.
L O
yeah. Women who sacrifice comfort to wear high heels.
That's theater of the mind, boys.
Yeah, that's right. Women who sacrifice comfort to wear high heels may be wasting their time because men don't even notice. In fact, researchers at England's Northumbria University, 2016, found that men can't even tell if women are wearing heels when they walk.
All right, so how long have high heels been around?
Now, come on. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean men can't tell? You can tell when they wince.
You know how a woman can make her husband tell about her new shoes?
Okay.
Notice? Keep them in the box, and then put the box on his computer. Okay? He'll notice that there's new shoes in the house.
I thought you were going to say...
Voice of experience?
I thought you were going to say put the receipt on his pillow.
Yeah, that too.
Whenever Judy wants me to see something, like a note or something like that, she just puts it on my computer because she knows that's where I'll go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not that men don't know when women are wearing high heels. We're not allowed to notice that they're wearing high heels.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The caller brings up a good point. I mean, yeah, if you're a married man,
you're going.
I mean, if you notice someone other than your wife.
Oh, well, that's what I was talking about.
As Tom would say, at that point, you might be in Dutch.
Hello?
Remember where that study was taken. That's Northumbria. That's England. They could care less about their teeth.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
Although you would think in England, rather than look at their teeth, you might want to look at their feet.
Someplace else, that's true. Yeah. So if she gets a haircut, does she take a picture of that and put it on your computer? Is that how that works?
And she keeps the hair.
Gets a bag of hair, throws it over there.
I've just decided every day I just come home and say, your hair looks nice.
How about just paying attention, Is that it?
Yeah. Well, no, that's just it. They conduct this study. High heels have been around for how long? And so we've waited all this time to once and for all conclude that men are oblivious.
Yeah.
As if we didn't know that.
We weren't paying attention when that study came out. Hello?
Married man. If you're a man, what are you going to say? Oh, look at the shoes.
Yeah.
Touche.
Got to go there. Uh-huh. Wow, don't you need to get some shoes like that? All right, this just in. Hang on. All right. Space aliens have been tampering with U.S. American nuclear weapons.
They have?
Yeah. The American Chronicle, because I just got my copy.
And their little green footprints on
the American Chronicle says a group of former Air Force officers plans to release proof next week that UFOs have been messing with U.S. weapon systems. The group will hold a news conference at the National Press Club in D.C. On Monday.
Ooh, that'll be on C-SPAN probably, won't it?
They'll put that little backdrop up. You know, it'll kind of fall over midway through the news conference.
The PR flag staying inside.
Crap! Yeah. The pipe and drape falls over while they're doing that. Yeah.
You get up there, it's like, it's like any event in the high school gym. The feedback on the microphone.
Well, what they'll do, they'll put up the curtain, and then they'll try to pin up their logo for the American Chronicle.
It'll be so crooked.
Heavy, it'll be so heavy it'll weight that down so it'll fall on the speaker in the middle of it. But aside from that, the spokesperson and author, Robert Hastings, said, while most of the incidents apparently involved mere surveillance, in a few cases a significant number of nuclear missiles suddenly and simultaneously malfunctioned.
I'm guessing, but I'd say his brainwaves crash a little short of the beach.
Yeah. Hastings claims that disc-shaped craft seen hovering overhead during the malfunctions. Yeah. That'd be Robert Hastings. Thanks a lot, Bob. Appreciate that. Hey, doctors may not need to rush to perform appendectomies after all. Wait a minute.
Because after all, everyone wants to stay in writhing pain.
Doc's going, let's wait. I'll be back. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee.
I'm on number 16. I got two more holes. Give me a break.
Really, here. A study claims that, Chase, that's painting with a very broad brush.
My most heartfelt apologies.
Some of them are playing Wii golf rather than out on the course. A new study claims that no correlation between how quickly the surgery was performed after the patient was admitted and the patient's condition afterward. But as you say, the discomfort level might be something that you would want to factor into this report. But nonetheless, that's fine. We'll just go with that. And administrators at a school in New Zealand are in hot water after staging a possum throwing contest. That's what happens when you have the internet. Something happens and suddenly it goes viral. Okay, in normal society, in the way that things just move along, it would have been years before they understood anything about possum throwing in New Zealand. Because how long does it take for something to get from Arkansas to New Zealand? But
true,
because of the internet, they've seen a YouTube of it or something, and boom, here we go. Animals rights groups are furious after students were encouraged to sling the dead possums over their heads, throwing them across the playground.
Hey, at least they were dead.
Okay, what, did somebody bring a wheelbarrow full of dead possums to school? I mean, I don't understand.
And wouldn't you like to be the person to solicit that? All right, what we need is if anyone has any dead possums.
Yeah. Got you covered right here. Okay, have them here tomorrow at 9.
That's right.
Now, the spokesperson for the New Zealand Royal Society for the Protection of Animals says, while it's technically not illegal,
nor is it animal cruelty if they're already dead.
Right. It is morally wrong to throw a dead animal around.
And after all, let's have morally wrong.
So, could we just lob it? Is that okay?
Yeah, really.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
You may remember that when I was a kid, I fell victim to the neighborhood bully. He would chase me home every day from school until one day, my sister Kim stepped out from behind a bush and just decked the guy, and he never bothered me again. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My own experience is obviously not the best way to deal with the neighborhood bully. But author Brad Lewis has identified four ways parents can support their kids when they're being bullied. First, don't wait for your child to talk about it. If you sense there's a problem, say, is someone picking on you at school? A simple question. Some bullies will threaten to harm a child if he tells, but keeping the lines of communication open will assure your child that he's not alone. Second, watch for nonverbal signs of bullying. Does your child want to stay home? Does he keep losing his lunch money? Is he hungry right after school, even though he took a big lunch? These could be the warning signs. Third, encourage your child to make friends, because being with a buddy can deter a bully. While peer support does not replace adult intervention, it does provide an emotional safety net and can help restore lost hope. Finally, let school authorities know what's going on in a discreet manner. Your child may fear that if you make a fuss, it'll make things worse. Keep the same thing in mind if you know the parents of the bully and decide to contact them. Bullying is a rising problem in our schools, and kids in this situation need to know that mom and dad are on their side. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Nearly 500 miles away from where you are right now is a tall, healthy tree. In that tree, a bird sings a bright, clear song. Nearly 500 miles is also how far a CSX train can pull a ton of freight using only 1 gallon of fuel. A fact not lost on the tree or the bird. To find out more about the most environmentally friendly way to move goods over land, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
One more time, good Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's 7:51. Let's take a look at sports. It's brought to you by Copperas Hollow, the Brazos Valley's newest nursing and rehabilitation center. Visit CoppersHollowCare.com. Well, after a 3-0 start, the Aggie football team feels pretty good about their record, but they know that they have a lot of improvement to do before they play Oklahoma State next, and then Arkansas after that, both away from Kyle Field. That's the next two games. Running back Cyrus Gray, he scored that go-ahead touchdown Saturday against FIU. He says this off weekend comes at a really good time.
Right, I think it's great. It's great for us. A few players have a few dings and nicks on them. It's going to help us get back healthy and watch film on these Oklahoma State guys and get a chance to really study our opponents and get better. I think this week it'll be more film than anything. Watching a lot of film and also getting in the training room and getting healthy. Throughout the season, you get dinged up so much, but this will be the week to hopefully get back to 100%.
They'll have off on Saturday. They'll come back Sunday for what will be a short week. They play Oklahoma State in Stillwater 1 week from tonight. When the Houston Texans host the Dallas Cowboys Sunday, it's the Texans trying to stay undefeated. The Cowboys looking for their first win. Texans owner Bob McNair says regardless of the records, winning over Dallas is big for Houston in a lot of ways.
Frankly, the more we beat the Cowboys, the greater interest there will be. And, we're the new kid on the block, and we have to prove ourselves. And the quicker we do that, the more fun everybody in Houston is going to have.
Dallas linebacker Keith Brookings says the Cowboys, they'll be okay.
The leadership on this team looks at it as if it's not a crisis.
You know, we don't look at the big picture, but, you know, if you just take a step back and you do look at it, I mean, we have a lot of football to be played. We have 14 games. So, you know, that's just the way we're looking at it.
Again, they'll play Sunday at Reliance Stadium. The Brazos Valley Bombers are going to have a new bus trip to make this next summer. An eighth member of the Texas Collegiate League has been announced. The Acadiana Canecutters, they're the second Louisiana team in the TCL, joining the Alexandria Aces. They'll join the Bombers, the East Texas Pumpjacks out of Kilgore, the Victoria Generals, the Texas Tomcats of Weimar, the McKinney Marshals, and the North Texas Copperheads, who play at Coppell and McKinney. The Texas Rangers, well, they got the perfect combo last night. They won, Oakland lost. They beat the Angels 2-1 in 12 innings. Oakland was losing to the White Sox, so the Rangers' magic number drops from 6-4 to wrap up the American League West, and they start a four-game series in Oakland tonight. So they win two of those. They clinch the American League West title, and they're back to the playoffs. The Astros are not going to the playoffs, but they're still having a pretty good second half. Even though they lost to the Nationals last night 4-2, they'll finish that series in Washington this afternoon. The Aggie volleyball team has the midweek off after last week's roller coaster when they beat Texas at home on Thursday and then lost a tough five-game match at Kansas on Saturday. The Aggies are hosting Texas Tech this Saturday at Reed Arena. No football game, so Coach Lori Corbelli is hoping that the Aggie fans will pick volleyball.
Oh, that would be awesome. I mean, I just can't say enough how much first of all, how much these girls deserve the support. All of our athletes that are working 3 and 4 hours a day on their sport. It's just so nice for their peers to come out and recognize that and support them. The feeling is just indescribable for my players. And they're very proud to be representing Texas A&M. Then we have a stretch of 10 matches that are going to be critically important to the success in the Big 12 in these next 3 weeks. And kicking it off with Texas Tech here in Reed Arena on Saturday night is going to be the beginning of what we need to be a huge push for the top portion of the Big 12 standing.
Again, that'll be Saturday night, 6:30 at Reed Arena. And if you have an Aggie senior ring, that's your ticket Saturday night. You get in free. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:55 for Copperas Hollow. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Copperas Hollow Nursing and Rehab now offers respite care? But what is respite care? It's a short-term, temporary relief for those who are caring for family members. Caregiving can be overwhelming without some support, and respite care programs provide planned, short-term, timely breaks for families who are the primary caregivers of their loved ones. So if you or someone you know needs a break from taking care of a loved one, give Copperas Hollow Nursing and Rehab a call at 979-567-4300. That's 979-567-4300.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
Well, of course, fall started last night, so officially the temperatures will get cooler, right? Yeah, maybe not. Folks at Intercon want to remind you, no matter what's going on outside, keeping outside from coming in your house when you don't want it there is what they're all about. Controlling your energy bill so that your home is as energy efficient as it can be with windows from Intercon. Now, they can repair existing windows or they can replace those windows if that's what needs to be done. But most importantly, if you'll call Intercon, they'll come out to your house. And there's never any high pressure because Intercon has a good product at a fair price. They've got plenty of satisfied customers. They've had them for decades. So if you need to find out about them, then just ask. They'll be glad to give you a list of references. But vinyl-clad windows are a good energy-efficient way for you to control your costs if they're kind of spiraling out of control. Likewise, if you're remodeling or you're going to do a new build, contact the folks at Intercon. Let them give you an idea as to what's out there in the marketplace so you can take advantage of that and have an energy-efficient home or addition from the get-go. 823-3639, a homegrown company. It's Intercon.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Protect that investment with someone you can trust. The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy has a full staff of qualified, friendly technicians and quality products. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy, the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
So, you know, they've been trying to break up these bowl games and come up with a playoff system. Did you see that what this group has done? Opponents of the Bowl Championship Series have gone to the IRS with a complaint saying the Fiesta Sugar and Orange Bowls are violating their tax-exempt status. Group is called Playoff Pack. They said those three bowls are paying excessive salaries. Saw a story in the paper today.
Hmm?
The executive director of one of those bowls is making $625,000 a year.
Yeah, and there's no money in college football.
No, no. So we'll see. The commissioners of major conferences and university presidents fight the playoff plan each time it comes up, fearing that they'd lose the revenue shares along with the bowl system.
No, it's about excessive strain with academic
That's
load.
That's right, yeah. Practicing so much.
That's
practice,
right.
Man. It's practice.
That's right, because they'll miss class.
Practice. So you'll have something to talk about there at the old coffee bar this morning. Have you seen Fox's Lone Star yet? Lone Star.
I know that it bombed.
Yeah, you need to watch next week's show because it may be the last one.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it was on against Dancing with Stars.
And it was number one.
Yeah, and
right.
Two and a Half Men, which is highly rated, but still, it lost 2/3 of its audience from its lead-in, which was House, which is a fairly popular show.
Yeah, and that was a new episode.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out for you, and just so you know, you can show that you can watch. Oh, taxes on schnitzels. We'll have that in the next
Ooh,
half hour.
Alert New Braunfels.
Well, that's it. Actually, this is over in Germany, but apparently some guys. Yeah, I was going to say some German guys in Dutch, but that would. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Here, ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A 21-page manifesto from House Republicans out this morning. Republicans call it the Pledge to America. Government spending cuts and more tax reductions are part of it. Those tax cuts would add billions to the deficit. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan says,
"We want to cut and control spending. The deficit is such a mess right now. It's going to take us time to balance the budget. But what is the current government doing? They're making it worse. The president has added a budget that doubles our debt in 5 years and triples our debt in 10 years. We want to go in a different direction."
What does the president think of the Republican plan? ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
President Obama brushes off the Republican pledge with an air of disdain, saying the country does not want to go back to the economic policies of the Bush administration, which led to the recession. Actually, he does agree with parts of the pledge, including keeping tax rates down for the middle class.
Republicans say they want to scrap the health care reform law. 6 months after that legislation was passed, some new benefits coming out today. They include no more lifetime caps on medical costs. Adult children can be on their parents' health plans until age 26. Insurers can no longer deny coverage to children with pre-existing conditions. Pediatrician Dr. Elizabeth Miller says coverage for all kids can actually save money. Why?
When you're letting those kinds of conditions go untreated, undertreated, then you're having more emergency room visits, more hospitalizations, and so obviously increasing health care costs.
Insurance companies say the new law will raise rates. President Obama at the UN today, he's expected to urge other nations to unite behind peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. Blockbuster is bust. The money-losing video store chain has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company says it does plan to keep stores and kiosks open as it reorganizes. This is ABC News.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Honeywell 5-in-2 programmable thermostat for the new lower price of $24.98. With its easy weekday and weekend settings, you'll use up to 20% less energy, which could add up to about $180 per year. We're lowering the cost of heating your home with Honeywell programmable thermostats, now $24.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Seasons change, temperatures go up and down, but the free services at Advance Auto Parts stay just one way.
free. With the changes in the weather, it may be time to change your battery. Fortunately, Advance offers fast, free battery testing and installation on most vehicles at most locations. Plus, Advance carries great brands like Autocraft. Buy a battery, get it installed fast, and most of all, free at Advance, where free services are always in season. Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Gold prices have been soaring recently, with many investors seeking out a traditional safe haven for their savings. Gold hit another record high yesterday, nearly $1,300 an ounce. Savings expert Dan Solon says when an investment is being hyped, it may be the worst time for people to buy.
It's really difficult for investors to understand that the best thing to do is to shut out all of that noise and to focus on fundamental good investing principles.
People often jump on the bandwagon too late, he says.
Investors tend to act against their best interest. They sell when they should be buying. They buy when they should be selling.
It's very hard to predict where any market will go. Solon says diversified investing for the long term is the best strategy. Coffee is going up in price. Starbucks raising the price of some of its drinks today. First-time unemployment claims rose by about 12,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from painful, ugly varicose veins that make your legs feel heavy at the end of the day? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I brought the venous closure procedure to the Brazos Valley over 3 years ago. This is an office-based procedure that is an alternative to the old vein stripping surgery. It is covered by most health insurers, and you're back to normal activities within a day. Find out if the venous closure procedure is right for you. Contact our office at 979-696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining? It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200, that's 324-1200, and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 74 degrees right now at the studios, 91 for a high today with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Texting while driving is on the list of things College Station City Council is concerned about. Mayor Nancy Berry, appearing Wednesday on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, says they're in the early stages of consideration right now.
This is not going to be something that we're going to have an ordinance and make a decision tomorrow night. But what we're doing is this is the first process in starting to get information so we can make a decision. It doesn't mean we would ban text or not. It's just, hey, let's find out how serious a problem it is.
Council member Katie Marie Lyles wants council to look into the issue, citing safety concerns, especially around the Texas A&M campus and Northgate. Council will hear a presentation tonight from the police department on the pervasiveness of the problem. For the second time in the last 3 months, the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission has approved a conditional use permit for an existing home-based adult care facility. Tommy Sue Powers is a registered nurse and also lives with the residents on East 29th, where she says she assists mostly hospice patients.
I've had 9 patients pass away there very peacefully and with hospice attending also. I've yet to have a complaint. I'm not saying I do everything perfect, but I'm saying I believe we are doing the right thing for these people. And all of the families have been happy with our home.
Supporting the permit was someone who has lived in the neighborhood for 40 years. Melanie Fritz says her mother-in-law stayed at Powers Home.
Joseph and Tommy Sue have been wonderful neighbors, providing a most needed service for which the need is still growing. We should not be too quick to judgment. There are a lot of things in neighborhoods that uses of the property that can be a lot worse than in the way they're using it.
Two speakers did call for the city to require state licensing, which isn't mandatory when there are fewer than four residents. Power said that would put her out of business anyway. The Planning Commission unanimously approved permits for the home on East 29th Street and a similar operation for Power's husband on South Haswell. A traffic advisory for this morning in Bryan along San Jacinto between Sandy Point Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. The police department's traffic safety unit will block the westbound outside lane of San Jacinto. It's part of the ongoing investigation into last week's hit-and-run fatality. The lane closure is this morning between 8:30 and noon. Making campaign stops in San Antonio, Democrat gubernatorial candidate Bill White made a swing through a high school forum.
Students from the Edgewood, Somerset, and San Antonio school districts grilled the Democratic governor candidate.
What innovations would you contribute to our educational system and workforce?
White took the opportunity to pound opponent Rick Perry for refusing to debate.
It's an obligation to go to a job interview if you want the job. He believes that he's entitled to the job.
White also blasted Perry for the state's high dropout rate and for vetoing early child education initiatives. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Perry and Democrat Bill White are mostly keeping talk of immigration policy off the campaign trail. Despite the national debate over immigration in the run-up to November, Perry and White have seldom talked immigration while crisscrossing Texas, which has an estimated 1.6 million illegal immigrants. Perry says discussing immigration policy is pointless until the border is secure. White says he'll have his hands full with state issues and can't fix all the federal government's problems. And the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau has won its first ever regional award from Texas Meetings and Events magazine. The CVB's Holly Conley says it's an important publication to their work of bringing visitors to this area.
This magazine goes out all over Texas and, well, all over the United States to meeting planners that bring their groups to town. So the economic impact of getting this exposure out to meeting planners who potentially can bring their meetings and events here is very big.
Grand Station Entertainment was named one of the top three team-building venues in the region. Both awards included competition from Houston and San Antonio. The CVB will celebrate tomorrow with a party at Grand Station that starts at 5:30. You can get details on our website. Go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 8:10, 74 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel and Pipe. For those with livestock, functioning durable gates, cattle panels, and fencing are essential for your operation. Pioneer Steel now stocks Comanche cattle panels and gates, as well as a complete line of Stay Tough fencing, steel post, and prefab H-braces. Pioneer Steel is your one-stop shop for all your cattle panel, gate, and fencing supply needs.
Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, 979-589-2333, or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hey, it's 8:12. Let's check some weather brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Large high-pressure system keeps sunshine in the forecast today, but it also looks like we've got moisture flowing out of the Gulf. So that could trigger a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. We're going to have temperatures around 90 today. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75. Sun for tomorrow, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night clear, 75. Saturday, sun and clouds. Temperatures on Saturday up around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, this was a big day in sports. I don't know that, I guess we could talk about it later on, but it was on this date in 1998 that Sammy Sosa hit his 65th home run, tying Mark McGwire. Pretty juiced about that.
I heard what you did there.
Okay. How about a bed bug story? We haven't done a bed bug story in 2 days.
Yeah, bed bugs are the big thing now.
If you thought bed bugs were made up things for the sake of a cute little bedtime rhyme, then you're wrong. We know they're real. But we're having the first ever North American bed bug summit. It's underway near Chicago. More than 400 pest control professionals, scientists, building managers, and government agents showed up for the two-day meeting, hoping to find the best methods for getting rid of those little bloodsuckers.
Do you think they all sort of, you know, when they're in the hallway of the hotel, they all just sort of shout down, you know, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
Night-night,
sleep
yeah,
tight.
Yeah.
As they're leaving the late-night symposium.
Right.
In the lounge.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
That's it, right. Yeah.
I think bed bug just bit me right here.
If not for the wireless internet.
Sounded more like Igor than an egghead. Just saying.
If not for the wireless internet, many of us may not have friends. Researchers find that the use of Wi-Fi technology has helped many U.S. Americans maintain their friendships and even family relationships. A poll conducted by Wakefield Research found that more than 70% of the respondents spent at least 4 hours a day using Wi-Fi. Respondents were from all across the U.S. and ranged in age between 17 and 29. Of those, 87% reported needing Wi-Fi access. Needing Wi-Fi access.
We need
school.
It. We have to have it.
Exactly.
Oh, that was scary.
Yeah, it was. More than half said that they need it in a restaurant and in shopping areas. Yeah, you need that in a restaurant, don't you? Because otherwise you're going to have to talk to somebody who's sitting across from you or next to you. Why would you want to do that? Again, these are, now, and this is 17s. This doesn't even count the younger ones who are probably using their Wi-Fi or just anything so that they don't have to talk to their parents. Other things they found out, 64% said it would be nearly impossible to maintain their friendships without Wi-Fi. Oh, my God, you'd have to actually personally interact with somebody.
No!
Can't be doing that. No. More than 40% said family relationships would suffer if they didn't have Wi-Fi access.
Oh, don't make me talk to Dad. No.
Well, that way you're not hollering down the hall, hey, I just sent you an email.
Yeah.
Catherine's here this morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know, if we're doing fine. How about you? What's going on at the library?
I'm doing great. The library is gearing up. Our exhibit opens next Friday.
Okay.
So October 1st, we are super excited, and we actually found out this week we're going to have a really big surprise.
Oh.
About halfway through the month of October, maybe toward the end. So I can't give it away yet, but start coming through that exhibit so that you can see our big surprise.
Good,
we're really
excited.
All
right, that's good.
So this Saturday, Health Fair starts at 10 a.m., goes from 10 to 2. We've got speakers on the hour, every hour, for mini lectures. The kids can get their flu shots. They're going to have child wellness exams, and it's all free. So we're encouraging the community to come through and on your way to start getting healthy.
That's outstanding. I mean, that's a great asset to the community for y'all to do that. If they want some more information, they got a website they can go to, huh?
We do, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. Visit the folks from the Bush Library on Thursdays. Alan's here this morning from the City of Bryan as well. How are you?
Doing very well.
Wonderful. What you got for us?
Okay, we've got something that's happening in about 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I can't be there. I'm going to be.
Right. It's actually good you're not going to be there because they're closing part of Highway 21. They being the Bryan Police Department, they're reconstructing that accident that happened when the bicyclist was hit this weekend. They're closing the westbound lane. So if you're driving out of town, going towards Caldwell, the outside lane, that lane will be completely closed between 8:30 and 12 this morning. So starting in a couple minutes, they're going to close that down. Officers will be out there trying to reconstruct exactly what happened so they can find out. If you're in the inside lane, slow down. You have to go much slower. Be careful around people. Eastbound lane is going to be open, but there's probably going to be people looking over at the officers and things like that. So just everybody on 21 in those areas, be careful. The area is in between Sandy Point and Martin Luther King. So that it's a small area. It's not too big, but just be careful if you're on 21 in that area this morning.
All right.
And then also wanted to remind people, Saturday starts about 10. It goes to about 1 at the Bryan Target parking lot. It's the National Night Out kickoff event. We've talked about it before. Police will be out there. There's going to be free food. I don't think I could probably just stop there.
There you go. Be enough right there. Yeah.
Police, fire departments will be out there trying to get people to sign up for National Night Out, which is, of course, the following Tuesday, the two Tuesdays from then. That's October 5th. So sign up for your National Night Out block party there. Just interact with the police and the fire departments.
Outstanding. Okay. And you got Adam here from BTU?
I did. Adam is here.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you, sir?
All right. It's time for one of y'all's annual events that folks know BTU for. So tell us about Pedal Power that's coming up, right?
Absolutely. Saturday, October 2nd, out at Lake Bryan, we're going to have our 18th annual Power Pedal. We've changed it up a little bit this year to try to really recruit more of the local community. So we've offered, this year we're offering a 5K trail run, a 10K trail run, and then a trail duathlon, which is basically half mountain biking and half walking, running on the trails. It's a really great event this year. All the proceeds from it are going to go to benefit Phoebe's Home as part of Twin City Mission. If our listeners aren't aware, Phoebe's Home really is a nonprofit organization that specializes in helping women and children in abusive situations. So, man, come out, participate, be a part of Power Pedal, and proceeds are going to go to benefit that organization.
Make sure people understand, you said 18th annual, right?
18th annual Power Pedal, yes, sir.
Been doing this for quite a while. So kind of no matter what level you're on, as you're trying to gain your fitness or you're already fit, you'll have something for them?
Absolutely. If you're a listener out there and you've never been into the fitness scene and you're just kind of started getting, maybe you've just started a boot camp, this is a great event for you. It's not too difficult. Don't let the term trails at Lake Bryan scare you. It's something you can come out, you can walk, you can run. Just a great overall experience at a great area, a great venue. The trails are in great shape, so it'll be a really fun event. And we'll have live music and all that good stuff.
Okay, so it's an all-day kind of thing, too, huh?
It's sort of. It's our first event. It's going to kick off at 7:30 a.m. Okay. The last event will kick off at 8.
Okay.
So probably when it's all said and done, the whole thing will be over probably about 11 a.m.
Okay. Online they can register, or how do they do that?
Absolutely. If you want to register and want more information, visit our website at www.powerpedal.com.
All right, coming up on October 2nd. Thanks a lot. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguilane Lighting Center.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids, and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At TexasPrepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit TexasPrepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. We'll be looking back at the FIU game as Texas A&M has this coming weekend off. Won't play again until the 30th of September. We'll be up in Stillwater, Oklahoma for a date with Oklahoma State. In a moment, Coach Sherman will be here on the Aggie Report. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs, Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale, AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. Texas A&M got a win at home last Saturday night, 27-20, the final over FIU. Coach Mike Sherman was asked at his presser earlier this week an evaluation of that game, and did the team take a step back? Coach Sherman.
Well, I think you look around, you know, you just look around the National Football League, you know, I think the Cowboys have a great offense, and you have your struggles, and we just haven't found ourselves in my mind just yet. I've told the kids in the off season many, many times, you can't pick up where you left off. It's a new season, new challenges. People have 12 games on you, 13 games on you sometimes, and you know they kind of can defend you if you don't elevate your play to another level. So I knew it would be a work in progress. I also knew, and I felt last year with our three seniors, they were probably a little bit underappreciated that. What they did, you know, having three seniors in there in the offensive line gave us a little more comfort as opposed to, we have some younger guys in there, and we also have a freshman tight end, a freshman left tackle. So I knew this year we'd have some growing pains there, which we did on Saturday, and we have had some throughout the beginning of the season. I think the bye comes at a perfect time for us. I like to have it's kind of a mini bye for us because we have a Thursday night game. And it helps us on both ends, I think, to get healthy and to correct what needs to be corrected.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. Hey, we've got soccer tomorrow night at the soccer stadium at 7:30. They'll take on Colorado here on campus. And then on Saturday night over at Reed Arena at 6:30, volleyball takes on Texas Tech. I'm Dave South, and that's another Aggie Report.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dave. It's 8:22, News Talk 1620. Whoops. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Mark your wedding planner so that you can be at this event. It's something special from David Gardner's. Special because there are only two times a year that David Gardner has 0% financing for 12 months, and it is right now. It is their engagement ring event, which is going to be going on October the 1st and October the 2nd. That's a Friday and Saturday. The wedding band event is going on the October the 15th and Saturday, October the 16th. But these are two opportunities for you to go in, see the selection. There's a knowledgeable staff there ready to help you out. What I would suggest is that you make a reservation so that there's a time that they'll be able to bracket you in there and really give you the attention that you would like to have on making a very, obviously, a very important choice. 268-0800, 268-0800 is the number that you call to make your appointment. They're open until 8 o'clock on Friday, October the 1st, so that you'll have time to check it out. They're located at 911 University Drive next to Buffalo Wild Wings. If you've never been there, you can also have a look at things online at davidgardnersjewelers.com, davidgardnersjewelers.com. But obviously, it's something you want to pick up, you want to hold, you want to look at closely in person. You'll find Scott K, Natalie K, that's just the letter K, also Ratani, Takori, Hearts on Fire, which is spectacular, Christine Bauer, Precision Set, so lots and lots of different designers for you to make your selection from. But the engagement ring event is set October the 1st and 2nd, and again, an opportunity for you to get 12-month 0% financing from David Gardner's. Visit the website, but the number to call to make your arrangement so that you've got a reservation there, 268-0800 at David Gardner's.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank. Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
We're going to get an early start on our Focus on Education on Bravo Brazos Valley. We're going to be visiting with Barbara Ibarra about technology in the Bryan ISD. What's new? What's coming? What her job is to keep up with all of that. Let's start right now talking about just that. Here's Barbara Ibarra.
I think one of the main functions of my position is to coordinate groups and resources and opportunities to improve. I oversee several different divisions and work as part of those teams, the MIS division, which deals with student data, technical support, and then instructional technology. And all three of those divisions kind of work together, but sometimes it's often helpful to have a point person that deals with all three and also works with the other divisions in the district, CNI, administrative services, maintenance and operations. And so I kind of go between all those different groups, coordinating resources and making sure we're aware of what their needs are and helping them see how we can help better meet their needs and help them.
So it's not just classroom, but it's all aspects of the Bryan ISD.
From data to technology to computers and iPads in kids' hands, all of it falls under that teamwork philosophy for that department.
But it all comes down to the education and the benefit of the kids. That's everybody's focus.
That's right. The ultimate goal is to enhance the educational experience for the student, and that's what we are always about. How is this going to help learning in the classroom? How is this going to help the child achieve? How is it going to help a teacher better meet the needs of the kid in the classroom? That is always the ultimate end result.
So what is new?
Lots of new and
exciting things happening in Bryan ISD. We are thrilled to have a lot of online resources that are coming online this year. For example, Reasoning Minds, Brainchild. Those programs, along with a host of other programs, are really tailored to meet individual kids' needs. Technology has the beautiful advantage of being able to differentiate child by child, to see wherever they're at, meet wherever they're at, and then customize learning for that child. Now, you couldn't necessarily do that all day long, but it's nice to have a moment in time in the day where the learning is exactly at the point where that child is and meeting their needs. For example, Reasoning Minds is a mathematics intervention and instructional program. We're also fortunate to have some pilot programs developing with iPads in the classroom. Those programs are really in their infancy right now. They're starting in the next couple of weeks with training for teachers. Right now we have them in a few administrators' hands. We're using them for walkthroughs. We're using them to access student data wherever we are and to work with teachers and with students. But we're also going to be seeing them in kids' hands this year, and we're very excited about that. We offered grant opportunities in-house to teachers where they could apply for iPads in the classroom. And they could apply for a 5-pack or a 10-pack of iPads to use with their students. And they all filled out applications. We had over 50 applications internally, and we're going to fund a percentage of those. But what's really exciting is how many different classrooms have applied for iPads in the classroom.
And Barbara Ibarra will talk more about that tomorrow on Bravo Brazos Valley. Yeah, iPads in the classroom. It's coming, it's new, and it's helpful. I'm Tom Turbeville with a focus on education. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law. 846-9608.
Share with you a situation I had with Acme Glass a couple of weeks ago. Needed to get a piece of glass in a door replaced. Made the call. I didn't make the call. My wife made the call. Made the call before, I'd say, 10 o'clock in the morning. And Acme Glass was out there with the new piece of glass. Been cut to size and installed before noon. And it's important. Acme Glass understands that when you need glass replaced, then quite often there's security and safety concerns that have to be taken into account. Cleaned up the mess, had it gone, just good as new, in really, really short time. That's something that Acme Glass has specialized in for years and years, and that just happened to be a personal situation where I had that done, but they do the exact same thing for all of their customers so that they respond quickly, you get your glass replaced at a fair price, and you're back to living your life in a regular way. Now, if you can bring your vehicle, if it happens to be vehicular glass that you need replaced, if you can bring your vehicle in, that's great. They'll work on it there, or they'll come out to you. They're open a half day on Saturday, so whether it's for auto glass or maybe you need a piece of glass cut to size, they can do that for you and get you on with your project. In downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, it's Acme Glass.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Safety concerns are behind College Station City Council's decision to consider a ban on texting while driving. Councilmember Katie Marie Lyles is behind the consideration, but Mayor Nancy Berry says council's direction is far from clear.
I don't know really what we're going to do about it. It's just that it's something we're going to discuss, and I'm looking forward to hearing other council members' positions on this, and I have an open mind. And also, I'm really looking forward to a presentation from the police department to see, you know, just how big a problem is it.
College Station Police will make their presentation at tonight's city council meeting. Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission faced for the second time in 3 months a request to approve a conditional use permit legalizing an adult care operation in a residential neighborhood. During a recent public hearing, commissioners heard for the first time the operator had been in business since last October, and the city knew about it since March. Commissioner Bobby Gutierrez, who lives about a mile away from the home on East 29th, supports the operation, as does Vice Chairman John Bond.
I visited the home next door that the powers run. It was a first-class operation, and I commend you for that. And our citizens need your help and your care. And I think it is the obligation of this board to make sure that is provided.
The Planning Commission unanimously approved permits for the East 29th Street home, plus a similar operation to be opened by the operator's husband in the 400 block of South Haswell. Drivers in Bryan on San Jacinto need to watch out this morning for additional police along San Jacinto between Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Sandy Point Road. The westbound outside lane is blocked as of just a few moments ago and will be so until probably about noon. That's to allow police to continue their investigation of last week's hit-and-run fatality. And bigger isn't always the best. Competing against Houston and San Antonio, the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau has won a regional award from Texas Meetings and Events Magazine.
We're actually nominated by votes from the community, from people who've brought their events here, different meeting planners, and so that helps us get nominated. Then once we're nominated, it's actually a board that the magazine puts together of meeting planners who vote based on the nominations that they have that votes for the winner.
The CVB's Holly Connolly says Grand Station Entertainment was named one of the top three team-building venues in the region. To celebrate, there'll be a party tomorrow evening at Grand Station starting at 5:30. You can get details on our website. Go to the podcast page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:33, 76 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, this is Jim Ross, your local State Farm agent for Mia's on Main. Our space at the Wells Fargo building is a total success because of Mia's practicality and great style. It's been a win-win situation for our employees and our clients. The creative team at Mia's is personable, fun to work with, and was realistic with my budget. From custom draperies, beddings, blinds, shades, and shutters to complete home office designs, call 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main, located in the Brazos Decorative Center in downtown Bryan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition. Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Shall we check some weather? Let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're giving a welcome basket of information on new businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some sunshine, maybe a shower this afternoon or an isolated thunderstorm. Temperatures pretty close to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy. Showers and storms will die out during the evening. Lows overnight near 75. It'll be partly sunny Friday. There could be a shower or a storm. Highs Friday, 85 to 90. Clear skies Friday night. Temperatures near 75. Saturday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday are probably going to be close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have y'all seen that commercial between Pepsi and Coke where the truck driver does the competition of the product as soon as he takes a drink?
Yes.
You hear, why can't we be friends, which is a big
hit. For Pepsi Max.
Yeah. TMZ says Pepsi never gave him permission to play the song.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe some litigation involved.
Could
here.
Be a little litigating going on. I can't imagine. Don't they have people for that?
One would think.
I mean, gee, you're supposed to kind of, you know, check that kind of stuff out.
You think?
Maybe not. We'll see. Okay, it's the last half hour of the show where we just try to find weird stuff for you.
Just potpourri.
Well, yeah, just so you'll...
Or if you're from East Texas, potpourri.
Potpourri. Some scientists believe the Red Sea could have been parted, but not by God, but by...
No, it was Charlton Heston, wasn't it?
By strong winds.
And after all.
Yeah, right.
Who powers the wind?
Yeah. The BBC, is godless heathens over there.
BBC, God on line one.
That's right. Say that researchers with the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research. Well, why is the BBC reporting something from the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research?
Because every God-fearing American media outlet knows better than to report on that. Trash.
They created a computer simulation to show how it might have happened. In the Bible, of course, as the Brother Murphy would tell us, the Red Sea was parted so that Moses could lead his people out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Egyptians would run in there, and then the water came on down on them.
And that's what they called them.
The Egyptians.
Egyptians that had no insurance.
That's right. Boy, did they need it that day.
Yeah, especially in the month of July.
Yeah, that's right. But scientists say a strong easterly wind could have pushed the water aside in a spot where the ancient river is thought to have connected with a lagoon.
It was Hurricane Adam.
That's it. Let's get Jim Cantore out.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's get Jim Cantore out there. See if he can tell us. You know, put on his slicker, his little Weather Channel slicker. Let's see what that might all be about. All right. I didn't get Murphy going. We'll try this one.
Well, it's just because it's ludicrous. But,
I understand. Hey. There's a new slew of search.
He's performed here, you know.
Yeah. Ludicrous. Yeah, exactly. There's appears to be a new group of search engines that are filtering results based on religion. They're calling them moral search engines, complete with search protocols that reduce or eliminate risque results. For Christians, there's one that turns up biblical and theological content from an evangelical Christian perspective. For Muslims, there's an engine that screens queries about alcohol and pornography. And then my favorite, at least from a naming standpoint, there's Jugal.
Jugal.
Yes, there is.
What a fantastic name.
There would be Jugal. And I looked it up. I mean, it says the famous Jewish search engine. Now, it's interesting. Gawker.com website tested these engines by the most profane word you could think of. And they put that into the search engines. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of times if you went to Google that you could get some really unfriendly type, family unfriendly hits there. But not so on the religious sites. In terms of traffic, the engines aren't exactly competing, obviously, with the secular counterparts. But you have an emerging generation and an emerging culture that wants to take advantage of the technology. Then you can go for it. There's obviously no guarantee that the specialized search engines are going to be self-sustaining. An African-American engine was shut down after it opened in 2009 simply because not enough people were going there. But if you want to do that, I mean, that might be something that you would feel safe at putting your children there if that's you want to use that as your default search engine. And there's medical research that has shown that a firm handshake can be a predictor of a longer life.
Really?
Researchers at Britain's Medical Research Council pulled the result of 33 different studies involving people over the age of 60, and scientists found those with the strongest grips tended to live longer than those with limp grips.
Uh-huh.
And the death rate for people with weak handshakes was 67% higher than for those with firm handshakes.
A limp gripper.
Limp gripper. Just saying.
Mm.
You know, aside from some sort of a medical situation that keeps you from being able to, why wouldn't you have a strong
hand? Yeah, nobody wants to shake hands with a warm glass of water. Yeah,
I just don't understand it. I'm sure that there are people out there, and maybe, I don't know, maybe people go, part of my poor self-image that I don't have a firm handshake. It's just one of my weaknesses. I don't know. The thing is, I think it takes... guys, anyway. It takes guys by surprise. I mean, does to me, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's doggone it, it's unseemly.
Again, as we are supposed to work so hard to make a good first impression, I have to believe that that is sometimes considered to be a negative situation. And again, we may have defenders out there of the weak handshake. You defenders of the weak. Oh, wait a minute, wrong market.
Yeah. Summertime, yes, the time. I'm talking about summertime.
But enjoying the easy summertime in Texas is only possible if you have an enclosed patio or insulated patio cover. Seamless Home Products specializes in different styles of enclosed patio structures. Our enclosures can be screened or glassed in and will dramatically reduce the blazing summer heat. Either choice will keep the bugs out and you cool. We also install insulated patio covers to make your outdoor living more livable and enjoyable.
Take a look at all that Seamless Home Products has to offer at seamlesshomeproducts.com, 779-3400.
Hello!
Hey.
Yes. You're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air.
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't want to be on the air? Okay. This is my wife.
Huh, that'll teach you.
Yeah. Well, since she's never been shy like that before.
Yeah, well, that's... Well,
must have had something important to say.
Something important to say, yeah, exactly.
Does the dog get out?
Yeah. Dog?
Yeah, excuse me.
One? That'd be all?
The dogs are out.
Yeah. Hey, here's another...
Who let the dogs out? Yes,
mm-hmm. No, don't go find it. Here's another medical study. First of all, we got the idea of the limp grippers, okay? Next, it says gossiping about other people can actually be beneficial to your health as it boosts your own self-esteem. See, that's why I think these Biggest Loser shows and these other things, you see those people and or who, Jerry Springer?
Mm-hmm.
You watch those folks, you go, my life sucks, but not as bad as that one.
Sure.
Gossiping about your coworkers. All right. Let's see what else we got going on here. You boy, now did anybody watch the unveiling of the judges there for America?
No, I'm matter of fact, I'm just going to entertainment news. I guess it'll be there.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I know who they are.
Yeah. Right?
Are they who we thought they were?
Yeah.
J-Lo and Steven and Tom. Big Mouth Tom. Boy.
Yeah. They, exactly. Yeah. So that'll be
the lips
be
and nice. The booty.
That's it. Sarah Palin needs her alone time like any mama of five. Cindy Adams of New York Post reports that she was so upset at the news that daughter Bristol had reconciled with Levi Johnston. She took off on a hike to Mount McKinley.
Could she see? No.
No. Word is that she tackled the 20,000-foot peak for 2 days despite temperatures that reached 118 below zero. That's what they say. Meanwhile, get this. She's the word in Cindy's column is she's probably not going to head for Pennsylvania Avenue because she has pulled in $45 million in speaking fees.
Yeah, she got 45 million reasons not to run for office right
now. No reason to do that. In an effort to squash potential competition, the California beer and beverage distributors quietly donating money to groups fighting marijuana legalization. How's that?
Really?
They donated $10,000 to an anti-legalization group, making beer sellers the only distributor of any product to oppose the proposition.
Do we know what their reasoning is?
Well,
I'm just curious.
I mean, well, I guess they would view pot as a threat to their market. I mean, I don't know. I can't. I cannot imagine. But it's not as clear cut, I guess, as the Louisiana gambling interest not wanting us to do that stuff over there. You had a little story on that today, didn't you?
Yeah,
about racetracks.
Yep, got us a little gaming company jumping in with the operators of Sam Houston Raceway, Park in Harlingen, and a soon-to-be park in Laredo trying to get slot machines.
They got a park in Harlingen?
Apparently.
Man, I can't think of anything more fun than going to the racetrack and sitting back there with my bucket full of nickels with a lady next to me over here on the on the left. Coughing into her hand and then pulling the handle.
Right, right.
I mean, do they have Santa wipes now with those things, little handy wipe deals or this hand sanitizer? Is that a big deal?
I don't know.
Well, you were the last one in Vegas. Did you find that to be all over the
place?
Didn't
see, no. Okay. Didn't see any, no.
All right. Because, I mean, I want one of those great old big buckets that's used for popcorn in the organized world to, it's full of nickels that I can go over there and spend some time with those women smoking their pell-mells and camels and playing the ponies while they drop their nickels.
Hey, honey, are you having any luck over there? Because I'm not.
See, now, I mean, of course, I don't play it, but, I mean, What's the thrill in pushing the button on a slot machine? Don't you want to pull the handle?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
isn't that what it's all about?
And it's all buttons now.
Yeah.
It?
Well, I mean,
and
I
you
think
don't even and the money, you know, the money doesn't dump out, right?
Yeah.
You get tickets,
yeah.
Buttons and credits.
Yeah,
credits.
Yeah, buttons and credits. What's the deal?
And you
there?
Can't build your pecs up if you're pushing a button. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Golly. But anyway, so we're looking at doing that here in Texas, huh? So we can have ponies and slot machines. And
oh my.
Yeah, that'll be great. Senior citizen in Poland was using the toilet when she got herself the shock of her life.
What's that?
73-year-old woman lifted the lid to find a 6.5-foot anaconda looking.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yes, I think so. She slammed the lid and called police. No kidding. The police caught the reptile and transported it to a local zoo. They're guessing the snake was a pet that got loose and slithered into the local sewer pipes.
Don't people know that anacondas get ginormous?
Well, yeah. And again, no, I'm figuring that they went in, they snuck into her house when she wasn't there and dumped it in her toilet. Of course it got there through the sewer system. Hey, all right, let's see. The Savannah College of Art and Design and the Georgia Tech Augmented Environments Lab have joined and unveiled ARG. It would be a handheld augmented reality game that lets players set up and then defend a small town from zombie hordes.
Ooh.
Zombie hordes.
Hold me back.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Georgia Tech, okay? I don't know anything about Savannah College of Art and Design, but Georgia Tech ain't cheap. Hey, Mom, I made a game about zombies. It's cool. You want me to bring it home?
No, we want you to pass and get out.
This is Jennifer Burnett with Post Oak Mall. When you shop in town, you're not only keeping money in the community, you're keeping jobs here as well. Post Oak Mall is one of the largest employers in the county, employing hundreds of students and helping to provide a tax base for our community. Shopping in town employs the area's future leaders. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, good morning, Tint Hill, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe, you know, one of my favorite places, the little bakery with the green ideas. They have $5 to-go box lunches, and they have sandwiches that are specially priced as well, too. Now, you can call them each day and find out what the special is. You can call them at 776-5123, 776-5123. Make plans with your friends to go out there and eat lunch, or if you want to get box lunches for the office, that's easy to do, too. They're open from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, Monday through Saturday. And by the way, if you have some folks coming in for the next Aggie game, you could put together some catering that way with box lunches or any other little plans that you might have. One of the great things about Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe is, in fact, the bakery, because you won't find any store-bought mixes there. Nope, they'll make that cake for a special occasion, whether it's weddings or some other reason. And it's a nice atmosphere. We're going to have some cool weather. You can go out there and eat outside as the weather starts to cool off. It's hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches, salads, combos, cold wraps, and hot wraps. Plus, they've always got a quiche of the day, a soup of the day, and a daily special. Go to the website, which is thegreenhousebakery.com, or call them at 776-5123, or just drive out there, FM 1179, just past Miramount. It's the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe.
Are you one of the 25 million people who suffer from painful, ugly varicose veins that make your legs feel heavy at the end of the day? I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I brought the venous closure procedure to the Brazos Valley over 3 years ago. This is an office-based procedure that's an alternative to the old vein-stripping surgery. It is covered by most health insurers, and you're back to normal activities within a day. Find out if the venous closure procedure is right for you. Contact our office at 979-696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain.
9 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. If there are only some event that happens in October and November.
Homecoming?
That would give you an opportunity to, kind of think about the way things used to be a long, long time ago in the days of the kings of England.
Oh, Oktoberfest.
Like that. If there happened to be something like that, and it was close by, maybe, within, 45 miles of here, wouldn't that be a fun thing to go and attend?
That would be a renaissance of an idea, Scott.
It really would.
Did you hear what I did there?
Yes,
you hear that?
So. Only there were tickets available.
If only there were.
Such a thing.
Scott, if they were free?
Yeah, that'd be even wonderful.
Yeah, like not discounted tickets.
Yeah,
I think you're teasing us.
But like free.
Really? Man,
free.
If you could only find a listener who was able to somehow or other divine what we were talking about here.
Yeah, and if they were like for any weekend of this particular festival, they didn't have to.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a
specific weekend. Yeah. It could be any weekend from October the 9th to November the 28th.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello. You knew,
howdy.
What's up?
Oh, doing good.
Good. Well, no complaints. We got inside work here. And then, so, you called us for a reason?
Thinking maybe you're giving away Renaissance tickets.
Listen to that. That is an amazing. How in the world were you able to somehow find that out of all that garbage that we threw out on the radio? Got to be a smart guy.
Deductive reason.
That's it. Who's this?
Henry Mayo.
Henry, how are you, buddy?
Doing good.
All right. Well, I got a couple of tickets for you. And as Tom Turbyville told you,
mm-hmm.
good any weekend.
Yeah, it starts October the 9th, that weekend. And the last weekend is November 26th to the 28th. So good any weekend.
Wait. No, we're going to make you work for it.
Okay. All right,
I've already written his name on the prize.
Just about any time I have a question historically about Brazos County, this is the guy I contact because he just knows stuff. He does surveying, and so he's walked most of Brazos County. There's no doubt about that. How many pair of shoes you run through in a year? Anyway, but what's the most recent amazing fact about some area in Brazos County that you thought you knew? Anything come to mind?
A couple years ago, we found out that the explorer Zebulon Pike had camped in Brazos County in 1807.
Wow, where?
Up on OSR. He was going from San Antonio back to Louisiana. Actually under marched guard by the Spanish, but he kept a diary, and June 18th, 1807, he camped out up there near Lake Bryan.
Yeah, outstanding.
That was Lake Bryan that never.
No. Hey, thank you, Henry. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
See you.
Guys,
well, he had an answer for you, didn't he?
The guy is an absolute ocean of information. He's just, he really, really is. I mean, just, it's, I always enjoy talking to him. Just stand around talking to him.
I couldn't resist asking.
I knew you couldn't. Yeah. Well,
a newsboy ain't smart, doesn't man-made lake. So.
Hello?
Hello? Are you as smart as Henry?
Renaissance
what? Like
festival tickets.
Oh, have you ever been?
I have.
Oh, have you? Okay. How many times have you been there?
Four or five.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's make it six.
Yeah, we could do that probably. Who's this?
This is Michael Jones.
Michael Jones. Oh, sure it is.
Of course
it's
it is.
Michael Jones, everybody. What do you do, Mike?
Do remodeling.
Yeah, how you spell
and he
your
lives on, he lives on Elm Street.
Yeah, exactly.
How you spell that last name there, Michael?
Hey, Mike, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
All
sure
right,
do.
Got a pair of tickets for you, buddy.
Michael.
Thank you a lot.
Right.
Yeah, it's Michael.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't think you know him well enough to call him Mike.
Oh, okay. Really. Sorry.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books. A constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So, it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
Summertime, yes, the time. I'm talking about summertime.
But enjoying the easy summertime in Texas is only possible if you have an enclosed patio or insulated patio cover. Seamless Home Products specializes in different styles of enclosed patio structures. Our enclosures can be screened or glassed in and will dramatically reduce the blazing summer heat. Either choice will keep the bugs out and you cool. We also install insulated patio covers to make your outdoor living more livable and enjoyable.
Take a look at all that Seamless Home Products has to offer at seamlesshomeproducts.com, 779-3400.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Jason Toll, sales consultant with Allen Honda. With the school year just kicking off, Honda has really stepped up to the plate with low lease payments. Lease a 2010 Civic VP with zero money down, zero security deposit, zero acquisition fee, and zero first monthly payment. That's right, Brazos Valley. Zero first monthly payment for $199 per month. Or lease a 2010 Accord LX for $249 per month with zero due at signing. Mention this ad to me, Jason Toll, and receive 2-year free maintenance on your new purchase or lease. And always remember, Allen's got your Honda.
You know, earlier this morning, Tom was telling us about some rich guy over there, and it was one of the Butt brothers. Is that it?
Charles Butt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. who's got a got him an island with a lighthouse that he's got a bed and breakfast on.
Matter of fact, I got a picture of it on my wall that I'm looking at right now.
Opa reportedly planning to build her own bed and breakfast.
Yeah, take that, Mr. Butt.
She's turning a 12-bedroom inn into what? Oh, it's going to be a high-end accommodation in that hellhole Maui. I saw Letterman the other night. He said, hey, I hope you caught that that new edition of a Hawaii Five-O where they have that pit of crime Maui.
That's funny.
Anyway, she's going to have high-end accommodations. She won't be bringing you marmalade and toast and bunny slippers, I'll tell you that.
You know, she'll have people.
Yeah, Opa's planning to have a high-end bed and breakfast for her friends and wealthy customers who like the quiet of the Maui countryside. Plans to personally play hostess on the ranch when she's on the island. But are they going to, like, put a flag up when Congress is in session? You know, they fly the flag. If Opa's there, they fly a flag.
Something tells me that attendance on the island will be by invitation only when she's there.
Be my thought. This is a little odd. Real estate investors in Taiwan making money buying murder houses, homes where someone was killed or committed suicide. Sellers are required by law to disclose.
Nice. Yeah. That's not macabre at all.
No. Sellers are required by law to disclose whether anyone ever died in a home. And since people there are very superstitious about ghosts, it can make a house really tough to sell. So David Heisch, age 30, says he doesn't believe in evil spirits, so he posted an online ad that reads, seeking a murder house for residents. He says buying a place where somebody has died probably is the only way that he'll be able to afford a house. Apparently murder houses usually sell anywhere from 20 to 50% below the market value. So there you go. By the way, it's also Ghost Month in Taiwan.
Well, there's another reason to go.
Not sure. Okay. On this date
in history.
Yeah, I got a list here.
Tom
somewhere.
Loves this.
I know. Tom loves this part if I could ever find it. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
You need to get it nearby, you know, right on 8:45 or so every morning.
He's talking to me about show prep. All right, here we go. Harvard College.
Push my chair away.
Harvard College in Cambridge held its first commencement. So you could be class of 42.
Golly. But how smart did you have to be?
But it was 1642. So you could be class of 42. 16, 17, 18, 19. I mean, it could be any of. And Neptune was discovered. We got 30 seconds.
There you go. Tonight, a bunch of premieres or season starts. Grey's Anatomy will start tonight, and all the bodies have been removed and the blood washed off the floor from the big shooting. But the mental pain is still there.
Oh, strong.
I told you so, Chase.
Yeah,
there
you were right.
Yep.
Of course, Community tonight and new office tonight, right?
So
there you go.
Yeah, that and 30 Rock.
And 30 Rock. There you
but also, there's something called My Generation. This is a new drama that revolves around a documentary crew that follows a Texas high school class 10 years after graduation. That's on ABC at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.